Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
This episode is brought to you by FX's The Veil, starring Elizabeth Moss. FX's The Veil is an international spy thriller that follows two women as they play a deadly game of truth and lies on the road from Istanbul to Paris and London. One woman has a secret, and the other has a mission to reveal it before thousands of lives are lost. FX's The Veil premieres April 30th, only on Hulu.
Yeah, that's right. Robin Akiva Need a Podcast is back with a non-canonical episode this week. We're talking about the brand new Hulu show, How I Met Your Father. We're going to talk about the premiere and episode two here with a man who would have a great story to tell his kids one day. If he ever did the him yim to his kids, here is Akiva Whitaker.
I think it's him yiff now.
Well, that if you told your kids how I met your father, that would be one hell of a story.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. I think this is non-canonical.
Yeah.
This episode.
Yeah.
But I think it's maybe non-numerical. I don't know. Maybe it is canonical.
Yeah. So we had the Twitter Spaces mailbag last week. We did season 3, episode 7 of Desperate Housewives. Mari Forth joined us in the main course. Then we did Twitter Spaces mailbag. It got was guest choice. You called up Renap Ombudsperson Aisha to the stage. We said, Aisha, it's your pick. What do you want? Aisha said, give me human lie detector. Okay, great. Unfortunately, LaTanya Starks, the human lie detector, could not be with us here this week. And so we had, I wouldn't say a constitutional crisis, because that we had something in our back pocket. We had said back when it was announced How I Met Your Father on Hulu was brought up starring Hilary Duff. Everybody tagged us on Twitter. Remember that, Akiva?
Everybody, said, millions.
Oh, is this the Renap bump? Because didn't you just talk about How I Met Your Dad with Jason Reed on Sitcoms Are Trash? And we said, should that go on the wheel? I said, you know what? How about the week that it comes out, Jason comes on with us for the mailbag, and we talk about it there. Well, as luck should have it. So we're going to talk about that up first, then do a mailbag here, and we'll call it a non-canonical episode of Renap. Akiva, consider this is more Hobbs and Shaw than Fast and the Furious 8.5. You know what I mean?
Yes, I would agree with that. It is a little bit more Hobbs and Shaw. I was also thinking, like maybe if we do things like this when we're watching a Hulu show, we should like start a new feed that's a Hulu and Hang. Maybe we could compete
Hulu and Hang. Netflix. Yeah, with nothing but Netflix. Okay, sure thing. All right, so here to Hulu and Hang with us, of course, it's the man who brought us spinoffs Are Trash. He is the co-host of the Married at First Sight Rehap Up. It's Jason Reed. Jason, how are you?
Rob, I'm doing great. Robin Akiva, good to be here again. I would say that this show did not get the Robin Akiva bump. I think it got the Robin Jason bump, because this is indeed the third show that we've resurrected from the dead, Rob, if you recall.
Yes. So what Joe Millionaire?
Yep.
And Cribs. Yes. Have you been following the new Joe Millionaire, Jason?
I have, mostly through you and Jenny's commentary, yes. But I haven't followed it slightly.
Okay. Akiva, by the way, here we are technically in season 3 of Joe Millionaire, and people are I'm starting to also get the call. Is Akiva going to join you and Jenny to talk about season 3, episode 7 of Joe Millionaire?
It's up to Jenny.
Yeah.
Well, you know, it's up to the two of you. I've been wondering for the last minute or two, which of us is Hobbs, which one of us is Shaw. Jason, do you have a take?
Let's see. I would say the buffer. Who's the buffer of you two?
That's tough to decide.
I'm gonna give the Rock to Rob.
Wow.
I'm gonna give Shaw to Akiva.
The Rock just broke a table in half at his house. Faithful Renap listener. You think the Rock listens to the non-canonical episodes, Akiva, or just the ones that are the wheel spins?
Jason, would you want to be like Roman Reigns or somebody else in Hobbs and Shaw?
Well, part of the family, part of the Rock's family. Yeah. Sure. Yes. Yeah. Hey, I'll take that.
Hey, we call it La Familia around here. Jason.
Okay. Yeah. It's family. It's all about family. there's worse people to be in the Fast and Furious universe than Roman Reigns. So I guess I'll take it.
Okay. All right. So, we have a lot to talk about. Akiva, I mentioned season 3, episode 7 of Joe Millionaire, of course, that everybody is waiting with bated breath for when you and I join Kirsten McInnes on the Hot Dummies podcast feed to talk about season 3, episode 7 of Too Hot to Handle.
Yep. Two famous hot dummies, you and me, are going to be doing that. That'll be in this feed.
Yeah, we're going to cross the streams, I think, for next week. We're not going to spin the wheel. What we'll have for you next week is that Akiva and I are going to talk season 3, episode 7 with Kirsten McInnes. And then we will have a mailbag after that. The mailbag will not be in the Hot Dummies podcast feed. You have to come to Renap, baby, if you want the mailbag.
Mm-hmm. And then after that, we will get back to our 162 or whatever number we're up to now.
Okay. All right.
A two week detour into season 3, episode 7.
Okay. All right. How I Met Your Father. Jason, remind us, were you a How I Met Your Mother guy?
I was slightly How I Met Your Mother guy. I was a guy that caught up on the Netflix binge when it came on Netflix. And then I was pretty much caught up by the final season and played out that final season to its completion.
Mm-hmm. Can we also just clarify? So I think that people are going to be a little confused of, wait, How I Met Your Father. Didn't you guys already talk about this, Akiva? Isn't this a little confusing?
Well, that was How I Met Your Dad. We were doing spinoffs or trash, and we did one of the spinoffs we did never made it to air, right? How I Met Your Dad was a pilot that got filmed. And I think most pilots get filmed, probably 98% of them do not make it to the internet, but for whatever reason, that was on the internet and we watched it. And if I remember correctly, it was very bad.
It wasn't great, but it was a similar premise in here that it was like an all new person who did not have any connection to the How I Met Your Mother cinematic universe. This one has a little bit of a connective tissue to it. Of the How I Met Your Dad just was we're going to take the real star of How I Met Your Mother, the format, and we're going to use it again.
Do you think the format's the star of this show?
Jason,
do you think we could go away and then the format would just take control?
This show? Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, this is an interesting conversation because I really was thinking about this a lot recently because I feel like that How I Met Your Mother is sort of set up. Jason, the premise is very much like in the first episode of How I Met Your Mother. It's all about plot. The show title invokes plot, but really the show turned out to be more of a vibes show than a plot show. And this was a conversation that really got started on Post Show Recaps between Josh and Antonio. We're talking about it. Is Succession a plot show? Where it's like Breaking Bad is like a real plot show. Everything's it's really important, or a vibe show like a Mad Men, which is more about you don't worry about the plot so much. You're just here to spend an hour with these characters. And How I Met Your Mother was really a vibes show pretending to be a plot show. And that's why they were do this again. I don't understand. Why would anybody want to go on this journey again? But as for Rob and Akiva Need a Podcast, Akiva, what do you think? Is Rob and Akiva Need a Podcast plot? Is it about executing this format, the constitution? We're here week after week doing what we set out to do. Or is it about vibes? You just want to hang out with Rob and Akiva for 2 hours and 17 minutes.
Yeah, who are we to say? 217. Is it a short one this week?
I don't know. Prediction. Jason, do you have
You guys are definitely a hangout show, which is what you call these kind of shows, like a Friends, you know, a Happy Endings, Akiva, a New Girl. Mm-hmm. So you guys are definitely a hangout show. Like, you guys are paramount to the show. You guys could do another format and people would still flock to you, but no one else could fill your shoes doing this format and hang around with the show.
Yeah. It's interesting. So maybe Akiva was right all along of like, hey, let's just be loosey goosey with the Constitution, right? I mean, who cares what we do? It's just about hanging out with us for a while.
Yeah, I mean, that's what we've done recently. We talk about the Constitution a lot recently. Not really.
Okay. All right. So maybe forget the plot. It's more of a hangout show. Although I get very frustrated with a show that tells me it's a plot show and then it turns out to not be about the plot.
Well, that's where the first show really kind of misstepped, right? Like, they focused so much on plot and then it just didn't matter. You fell in love with the characters. You wanted to follow them. And it's like, well, at some point, who really cares who the mother is? Let's just hang out with these people. And then the show was like, no, we want you to care. And we're going to tell you to the show's like detriment. It in the final stretch, it was like, no, we want you to care. We're going to tell you and it's going to be bad.
No one's ever going to be happy with.
Yeah. At the height of How I Met Your Mother, like, I think it was a fun show. It was almost like a poor man's Friends for, a stretch of the show where, you know, it was about like sort of like the fun things that would happen with these characters. I think that where the show really did its worst stuff was when we got very involved with Ted's pursuit of the mother, because Ted is probably the worst character on the show. R.I.P. Bob Saget, by the way. Future Ted was awesome.
Yes, of course. Future Ted was great. It's great.
Shout out to Bob Saget.
Ted Mosby, on the other hand, not a great guy. Well, you know, the actor that played Ted Mosby, maybe didn't do great with the character.
Yeah. Chappelle says he's very into Enneagrams, the actor that played Ted Mosby.
Who isn't?
I didn't know there was going to be a quiz. The actor that played Ted Mosby, it'll come back to me. I'm not going to look on
Josh IMDb. Josh Radnor, I believe.
Radnor, yeah.
Is the name. Yeah.
What's he up to, Radnor?
I think he's talking about Enneagrams on podcasts.
Okay, maybe he could start an Enneagram.
He had a failed drama on Fox like a couple of years ago that didn't work out too well. He was trying to ride that Himyam wave and he crashed.
Yeah. Okay. So, How I Met Your Father, here on Hulu, it stars Hilary Duff as titular, but sort of the person who is at the start, the person in the present day version of the woman meeting the kid's father.
She's Ted.
She's basically she is the new Ted. Yeah. Akiva, are you a Hilary Duff guy?
I've never had a problem with her. I think I'm like a couple years. Only a couple of years older than her, but her popularity was for like younger people than us, you know? Like I wasn't like, I've seen Cheaper by the Dozen with my kids. Like, what is she most famous for? I guess Lizzie McGuire.
Yeah.
Like,
I actually looked her up on IMDb earlier today, Jason. And I looked at her, her big four on IMDb. Do you hazard to guess, the Mount Rushmore, the core four for
Mount Duffmore, I would say.
Mount Duffmore.
The big four. So Lizzie McGuire, obviously. Does Lizzie McGuire movie count as a separate entity or the same thing?
It's a good question.
Okay, so let me just get the... I think we just have the 2003 Lizzie McGuire movie.
Okay, so she was also in a show called Younger.
That is not that much. That is not there in the big four. Everything is from the old days. Raise Your Voice,
by the Dozen, One and Two,
Perfect Man, A Cinderella Story. That's what she's known for on IMDb.
Oh, wow, interesting.
Yeah. Also, so Hilary Duff is 34. Do you feel like is this a little bit like I think that, you know, when I think of How I Met Your Mother, like, are these people in their 30s?
So the character is supposed to be 30, like on the dot.
30 on the dot. Okay. All right. So she's playing somebody a little bit younger than.
They're prepping for her to have, you know, 10 seasons in a movie, Rob. Like she's 30 now. Oh, and she'll be 40
10 seasons of this. Jason, does anybody want to go on this ride again?
No, and judging from the first two episodes of this show, I don't know if anyone's going to really go for a ride for a whole season. I think the first season is 10 episodes.
Who is this for?
I don't know.
Well, let me start by asking a question. Like, I went to the Hulu website. It's not even easy to find. Like, this show just came out this week. It is not the main thing that they're promoting.
What is the main thing they're promoting on Hulu?
Not this. I'm not sure.
This was on my front page when I went to Hulu.
Yeah, I thought I saw it on the front page.
Really?
Yeah.
Are you still hooked into Germany?
They haven't. I am. Right now, Hulu won't even let me watch right now. They still think I'm in Germany. That's a good callback from last week.
Germany is banned.
I was on the website. Like, they did not do a big promotional push this week.
Yeah.
Oh, Single Drunk Female is the show.
Single Drunk Female.
Okay. Single Drunk Female.
Seen the first two episodes. There's no wonder why they didn't.
But that's on Freeform.
Freeform.
That's on Freeform.
What is Freeform?
Yeah, that's on like the ABC. ABC Family's name. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. Is it a comedy? So single
it's not even
female?
The Hulu original.
Yeah.
No.
It's serious.
It's like a woman who like gets out of
20-something alcoholic Sam. Moves back home. Okay. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
All right. Seems a little heavy. There you go. Okay. Oh, you can watch That's My Jam on Hulu, Akiva.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
All right. I'm on it. But I just wonder if they're burying this on Hulu. This is a one season thing. They probably paid like, you know, they have to put it somewhere. I'm sure Hillary Duff got like a big pay or play deal.
Well, and then like, who is going to be gone it on Hulu? Here. You think Hulu paid like, Hulu for this? And then it doesn't want to showcase it?
Or whoever owns the show, like CBS or whatever, you know, whatever the production company is like, why is this show, if this show was half decent, why is it not in CBS's primetime lineup?
Well, I don't know if CBS owns the rights to it. That I think that this is a Hulu original. I mean,
I'm pretty sure those guys.
Yeah, there's
Carter and Bays like shopped it around. I think Hulu bought it. I think there was like a bidding war and Hulu got it.
Akiva, there is adult language and cursing in this show. That this is not meant to be seen on network television.
We can say the S word now.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was a little grittier. Mm-hmm. And we didn't even get Kim Cattrall is Bob Saget in the show.
Yes.
And you know she'll go blue, Kim Cattrall. Yeah. We know
how
that.
About
Kim
this?
Kim Cattrall's feud with Sarah Jessica Parker has included like which one of us can star in the worst show of the year. And I think Kim Cattrall has won.
You think it
was a close margin, but Kim Cattrall has won this.
Wow.
Unbelievable.
Yeah. Oh my God.
You guys think Sex and the City is better?
I don't think we're going to watch at this point.
Yes.
By the time we spin the wheel, it's going to be done.
Okay. So, yes,
just like that.
The Kim Cattrall famously omitted from the Sex and the City continuation. And just like that, she is out. She lands on her feet here on How I Met Your Father. I didn't think that this was terrible, I have to say, these first two episodes that we watched. I'm not going to watch any more, but I didn't think that they were like objectively bad. I'm just saying that I am out on this format of nine seasons to figure out who the father is. I watch Maury Povich by the end of the hour. They tell you who the father is.
Or who it isn't.
They're not going to. Well, yeah, Maury doesn't have nine seasons left. Knock on wood.
When you drive in Stamford, seasons. Connecticut, the Maury Povich, you pass Maury. I don't know if it still airs shows. You pass a studio.
Did you stop in?
I didn't, but I got to see. Maybe we should get tickets and go. I don't know. I have to see if I have to see if they're still doing shows.
Yeah.
But yeah, I think that's a good point. Like, I definitely appreciate Jason's hot take that this is worse than the Sex and the City show, which is like universally loathed. I thought this was just a generic sitcom. I didn't think the characters are bad. Yeah. I just think,
but
this is generic.
Can I just say that the Sex and the City reboot was so bad? Not only did they kill Mr. Big, I think they also killed Peloton.
Yeah, that's a good point. That's a good point. Everything in their wake has been destroyed.
They took everything with them.
I think the Sex and the City reboot is just unintentionally funny. This, I didn't find funny for a moment. I didn't crack a smile in this.
To me, it feels like... That again, I don't know what the writer's room makeup look like, but you know, the Carter and Baze, those are two different people.
Yeah, Carter and Baze.
Carter Baze is the guy's name. Carter Baze and Tom.
No, there's two people. I know that. I know those two people. Okay. One of them may be Carter Baze.
All right,
Baze and Craig Thomas.
Who are the two guys?
Carter Baze and Craig Thomas.
Okay, Carter.
There's five writers for the pilot, which is always a good sign.
Carter, but it feels like Craig. But I just want to say, like it seemed like, okay, in 2005, when How I Met Your Mother premiered, it's like, okay, well, they maybe had like a little bit closer to a finger on the pulse of what it was like to be a 20-something in New York City. Now, I'm thinking that these guys are probably at least pushing 50, not with a finger on the pulse of what it's like to be a 20-something living in New York City.
Yeah, I was going to say, it seems like this was a room full of 40-somethings that were like, what's cool and hip right now for the kids? You know, it's like Uber, Tinder, FOMO. That's a big word still, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah. That there's a lot going on here in terms of how the protagonist, I don't know her real name, we'll call her Hillary Duff, she is doing a lot with the Tinder, and I'm not sure if they necessarily like nailed how like the Tinder works. Here she is talking about how she is going on, this is going to be a special Tinder date.
I think I've found the man that I'm going to spend the rest of my life with. Yeah. Only thing is, he's from Tinder and we haven't actually met in real life yet.
Ooh, very You've Got Mail.
Okay, a lot to unpack here. Okay, first
is that from him? Is that from How I Met Your Father, or is that from 90 Day Fiancé? Because I could swear that those clips could be from 90 Day Fiancé.
Could be. Okay, first of all, Akiva, is it uncommon to go on a Tinder date but you haven't met the person yet? Is that unusual?
I believe that's the only way the app really works.
Yeah. Right? Like you go, it's a stranger and then you meet them for the first time and that is a Tinder date. And Jason is I got dragged on a podcast this week because I brought up Minority Report, a film from the 2000s. They're comparing going on a Tinder date to You've Got Mail.
Yeah, for sure. I 95% thought that this was for sure going to be a catfish when she walked into that restaurant. Did you guys not feel that?
Well, I mean, every single show that I've watched, especially in the past year, when there is a character like, oh, I just met the perfect person on my app. I'm texting with them, text away. Oh, I love this person. Oh, this person is great. Jason, it never goes according to plan. And usually it's a person that the character already knows in some way, shape, or form.
Yeah, I mean, I've seen enough of the show Catfish to know that this seemed too good to be true. But I was shocked when she went to the date and it was actually the guy and she had a great time.
Yeah. And the guy turned out to be who he said he was and wasn't married or anything like that. I mean, the big reveal was that he had a job.
Yeah, he was a real person, had a real job.
Yeah. So, yeah, that was the one of the potential fathers that, by the way, spoiler alert, at the end of the episode, the big reveal here is that after we meet it's a large cast. I mean, it was a Fab Five on the original How I Met Your Mother. Akiva, I feel like what do we have, like a great eight here of principals on the show?
There are a lot of people you have to remember. There's Hillary Duff. There's the Uber driver who lives in Ted and Marshall's old apartment. That's like the connection to the old show. Mm-hmm. Like his apartment is their apartment. Then there's her roommate who is, I was looking her up, best known as the woman who gave Selena Gomez her kidney. Like she's Selena Gomez's friend.
Oh, I didn't know. Writers.
She gave. Yeah, you have to. Everyone has to give Selena Gomez a kidney if you're friends with her. Mm-hmm. But no. So Francia Riza is her name. I'll say. Jason said he didn't crack a smile during watching this, but I know that the writers cracked a smile when listen, the show isn't really funny, but what if we put like Hillary Duff and Francia Riza in like Lululemon stuff for like 12 minutes and had them work out with like nothing to do with the episode? Mm-hmm. I bet people will love that and turn in. So that's Valentina. She is like the Barney, right? She is like, I think that's her role. Remember, there was a female Barney in the How I Met Your Dad as well.
We thought that she was the best person on that show. They should have brought her back for this one.
Yeah, she was the best person. I think we all agreed on that. I actually like the character Valentina, although she's, you know, mostly focused on one guy in this episode as opposed to 100, like the character, that character.
Yeah.
So, right. And then there's the Uber driver's best friend who's in the Uber with him, because that's what happens when you take an Uber, like the driver's friend's usually there.
Mm-hmm.
And
yeah.
Valentina's British dude.
Yeah.
We have the best friend's adopted sister, mm-hmm. and Kim Cattrall. So that's seven lead.
So basically there's a lot of people on the show, and we end the first episode and that's the story about the night I met your father. But Kim Cattrall does not identify which person in the show is actually the father. So
wouldn't that ruin the show, Rob? Wouldn't that be the end of the show if she says it?
Well, she flashed the four guys that she met that day.
Yeah.
Two of which are very unavailable at this point, mm-hmm. in the story. One of which who has gone off to another country at the end of this episode, leaving one that's available at the moment.
At the moment.
We don't know if
there will be twists and turns in the story. But basically, right, I guess, like, it's so we have like it's like a A, B, C, or D. We have a 1 in 4 chance of guess. So the possibilities are on the table, as opposed to on How I Met Your Mother, which famously ended its first episode with it. And that, kids, is the story of How I Met Your Aunt Robin. And you're like, what?
Well, if you remember on Him Yid, How I Met Your Dad, they went ahead and revealed that the guy.
I wouldn't call him Yid. That could be a little controversial.
Oh, okay.
Well, no, I'm joking. That was for, don't worry. That was for certain people.
Inside baseball. Okay.
Yeah. For How I Met Your Dad, they went ahead and revealed that the guy that she went on the date with was the father. Like they spoiled the whole thing on the first episode. Like, that's How I Met Your Dad.
Yeah. So, all right. So that's a couple of different contenders in the mix. But Kim Cattrall tells the kids, don't worry. Oh, I'm going to tell the story of how I got with lots of dudes. So buckle up.
That's what everyone wants to hear from their mom.
Yeah.
That was the most relatable thing on the show is your mother calling you, telling you like a 50-hour story in one sitting.
Yeah. Yeah. It's the year 2050, Akiva, in the Kim Cattrall version of How I Met Your Mother. How I Met Your Father.
Yeah, but we don't see much about the future other than they have like video. They have like video FaceTime.
I was just happy they weren't wearing masks. I was like, oh my God. Oh, okay. Story takes place in 2022. So I'm like, okay, maybe this is like we're almost at the end of COVID.
Could this be a sci-fi show though?
Hmm.
Well, to start the show, Kim Cattrall walks in, asks her Alexa to, they don't call it Alexa, asks her digital assistant to call her son on the, I guess, TV.
Yeah.
But we don't see the son on the TV. But I mean, I feel like we can do that now, right? Yeah. There's certain things we can do now. So it's not
you can do that. Jason, I'm actually beefing with Alexa right now over that my kids or my son, my oldest son, Dominic, has gotten very into Godzilla. And I'm watching a lot of Godzilla stuff. And then he saw something on YouTube where he saw like a YouTube video where they claimed that like, oh, a news report, Godzilla is real. And he started spiraling about how Godzilla is real and what Godzilla has atomic breath. Oh, my God. He said, Dominic, Godzilla is not real. It's not real. And I said, look, ask the Alexa. And he goes, okay, Alexa, is Godzilla real? And frickin' Alexa says, yes, Godzilla is real, but has not been seen for 1,000 years. And he's like, it's joking.
Alexa, tell me you're joking. Tell him you're joking, Alexa.
I do not understand that request. And then he's like, mom, look, I just asked it. It said it's real.
Alexa, I'm taking you back and I'm getting a Google Home. That's it.
Yeah. Akiva, I'm incensed.
Yeah, now you know going forward, like you have to just ask Alexa first. You have to like assure the answer goes your way before you ask.
Also, I'm going to start up a Twitter thread that I'm going to keep updating of bizarre questions that I have an Echo show that had the one that has like it's like a little iPad. And it's and sometimes it's like trying to like bait me to ask it questions like it'll have like a question on the screen of like ask me this question. How tall is Jose Altuve? It's like, I don't know. I never thought of that before. But why do you want me to ask that? And then It says on it, what is Michael Strahan's net worth? Like, first off, didn't Michael Strahan just go to space with Jeff Bezos? Why did it not go well? Why are they trying to out Michael Strahan's net worth on my Alexa?
Doesn't make Strahan sense. Bought like stock in Amazon. He just wants to brag about how rich he is.
Yeah, and then Akiva, no, another one. The other day, I walked past it. It was like saying on the screen, "Ask me what is Machine Gun Kelly up to these days?" Like, what? Why?
Oh, it's listening, Rob. It's listening.
That's the last question.
It's listening.
Can I be honest? I think you got to throw Alexa out like right now. Just get rid of Alexa.
We're
it's
breaking
only
up?
For bad. It's a force of evil. It's a force of evil.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Back to How I Met Your Father. Okay. So Hillary Duff, she was met a guy on Tinder. She's hanging out. She's going to go. She goes and meets him. They have a great date. But guess what? He's moving to Australia. Akiva, he's a marine biologist. That's made up, right?
Is that a Seinfeld? You think that's like a Seinfeld callback? No one's actually a marine biologist. She says possible.
Yeah. Okay. So she ends up. She ends up with the Uber driver. She took the wrong phone. That's how she gets back connected with the Uber driver. She goes home and meets up with her roommate, Selena Gomez's friend, who is hooking up Jason with some British guy who was like in some sort of like a royal family and then left his family, or his family kicked him out because the woman he's dating was Mexican. Is this right?
It sounds about what happened. It just seems weird to me that the friend didn't mention this at all on the way back from London. Mm-hmm. I'm bringing a weird London guy home. And back to the phone thing, she took the friend's phone from the Uber and didn't realize it until well after the date she had. You mean to tell me that these people went on a date and never took out their phones?
It was such a good date that they didn't even look at their phones.
They were just talking.
She says that
the whole time.
Is that science fiction, Akiva? Is that even a real thing?
Say it just to move the plot along, like, hey, you're not gonna, you know, like, we need a reason why they switched phones.
Yeah.
I don't think it's ever happened in the history of a date.
Let
me ask you guys a question. The two of you, both married, have you ever been on a date with your wife
No.
and they said, hey, put your phone away, where are you? It's just the two of us, stop looking at your phone. You ever get that on a date? I've gotten that on a date a bunch.
Can I be honest? I'm more likely to the person to say, hey,
oh,
put the phone up. Let's put the phone down. Okay. You're with me now. So this is undivided attention on me now. No more phones.
What about you, Jason?
I think if my wife asked me that, I'd say put yours away first. Like, we're both on the date looking at our phones.
Yeah. So, and not for anything, you know, I don't even know why my wife is on the phone all the time. It's not like she has like hobbies or like follows like a sports team, or it's like, oh, hold on, I gotta see these are there these trade rumors or anything like that. It's not like she's on top of the news or like any area of interest, so I don't even know what she's looking for on the phone.
So you're saying her interests are not time sensitive?
Right.
Phones
right.
are for people who care about trade rumors, Jason.
Right. Yeah, that's all like, we look at on our phone.
When I'm like reading up on like Twitter, it's like I gotta keep up with like what's happening. The world is changing. Like with all due respect to the mother of my children, it's not like she has any interests that are like at all like time sensitive, or there could be breaking news about.
That's what's coming.
I love this take.
To Nicole a million times.
Is this a bad take?
No, I think you have the right to be on your phone because, like, let's say the Mets made a trade or like gave up a run of the.
You need to be up
like,
on the.
Like, I don't get why she would ever be on her phone. Jesus, phones are for sports fans.
I like how she's on her phone and it's like, oh, I got to see what other people are doing. Why? What do you care? Mm-hmm. Like, I got to find out what's at. Like, if I'm on my phone, I'm reading about what's happening in the world. I'm not looking to see. Did Akiva do anything fun with his family today?
You're not looking that up.
Yeah. I mean, that's not why I'm picking up my phone.
Not on a date, at least.
Yeah. Yeah. You're with the most fun guy around.
Why does she even have a phone if she's not a sports fan? That's
right. Right. Anyway, so back at the apartment. Okay. So Hillary Duff is trying to tell her roommate about how, oh, the, you know, the date, you know, it didn't go great. It looks like that maybe her and her roommate are going to be single forever, and we get some topical humor.
You know what? We can just be two single New York ladies doing it for ourselves. We can start a podcast called Who Needs Men?
Yeah. Hey, say that for the hot takeoff, ladies.
Honestly, that would probably do well, a podcast called Who Needs Men.
I feel like there's a lot of that already, though.
I know, but it's a good name. Like, I think you're already at the top of the market with that name. It's a good name.
Mm-hmm.
I would guess that name is taken already. Can we look that up and see if that's taken already?
Let me look on iTunes and see if the Who Needs Men podcast.
Uh-huh. It could also be like Two Lesbian Ladies. That's a good name for a podcast.
Hey, the people could run with that, right? Okay.
Yeah, take it.
All right. The Who Needs Men podcast. Is that actually like a backdoor podcast? Maybe. Do you think that maybe Hillary Duff one day will be hosting Who Needs Men podcast, but it's a How I Met Your Father rewatch podcast?
I think that's what they would call it. I think that's because I know with New Girl, like they didn't name it like the New Girl rewatch podcast. They named it something where it's, which has like no SEO connection.
Okay. So New Girl. All right. So I'm on iTunes or Apple Podcasts. I see a podcast called Who Needs Men. It is hosted by. That's the name of a podcast episode. It's of a podcast called Arming the Donkeys. Not as good of a name. Yeah. Duke economist and New York Times bestseller author Dan Ariely is your host for a weekly series of informational one-on-one chats with researchers in social and natural sciences. That's an episode of that podcast. All right. So Who Needs Men is available if anybody wants to run with it.
Okay.
So that Hillary Duff is explaining, okay, we went on the date, but the bad news is he's going to Australia, and this is what her roommate, I want to say, get the name right. What is the roommate's name?
Valentina.
Valentina. This is what Valentina wants to ask.
Because he's moving to Australia. Soph, I am so sorry. Did you bang one out anyway?
Did you bang one out anyway? Akiva, have you...
Don't ask me this.
That's what we go to Hulu for.
Yeah.
So we can say these type of things.
Hulu now, baby.
Barney was not banging any out, I guess.
Did you bang one out?
Kind of gross way to say it.
Yeah. That's... I don't think that would be the euphemism I would go with.
No.
Yeah. I think that's a different connotation. Did you bang one out?
I think Valentina, you know, that's why she's all positioned to be our Barney.
Yes. Okay. All right. We meet the British guy. Jason, are we supposed to like the British guy?
No, of all the characters, I think the British guy actually grew on me the most throughout the two episodes.
Wow. He's my least favorite.
Akiva, you and me are just button heads on this whole episode. I feel like he was the most comic relief that we got throughout the two episodes. He was the funniest part of the show for me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. We find out that Valentina and the British guy have, you know, a very active sex life. They are banging one out left and right. Hillary Duff is eating an apple after she comes home from the date. That's like a weird choice to go with post-date. Eat an apple at nighttime.
Well, she was so busy not looking at her phone, I bet she also didn't eat. Yeah. Like she wasn't looking at the menu either.
But Valentina says, I wouldn't eat that apple if I were you.
Completely forgot we started out here with all the fruit play.
the fruit,
this is bad fruit hygiene.
Play.
Yeah. It's bad hygiene, not throwing away the fruit after you've played with it. I mean, that's just poor manners and poor hygiene.
Okay. First time we've talked about fruit play on Renap. I think we talked about the Mount Rushmore of fruits, but not for fruit play.
I mean, what's number one other than apples?
Probably not an apple, right?
Yeah.
I think apple is probably not even in the top 10. I would think so. But that being said, Akiva, in the second episode, then there's also seemingly bagel play.
I'm not judging. Everyone could be into whatever they're into. I just don't want to hear about it on my TV, you know? Bagels are sacred. Like, this is almost anti-Semitic to be.
Because there's a scene with, like, where that she, that Valentina is getting annoyed with the British guy. She sends him to Jersey to get New York's best bagel because the joke's on him. That's not where the best bagel is. Sorry to all of our Jersey listeners. And then he comes, or that she then gets a bagel from the best place in New York City. Then they're going to go off into the storage closet. And she says, bring the bagel. And then they come out. And then I think Hillary Duff wants to know, why are you all covered with poppy seeds everywhere?
Is that what they chose? I feel like.
Yeah.
I don't know what's going on, but.
Jordan Kalish's favorite episode of TV.
Oh, no.
Of the year, for sure.
There were seeds to be had.
Yes.
Seeds everywhere, all over her.
Okay. Yada, yada, yada. Hillary Duff, oh, I have the wrong phone. She goes to go find the Uber driver. She goes back to the bar that they were at. They're planning a surprise party. The guy who's the Uber driver, Jason, that he has become famous for a viral video that was a proposal fail.
Yes, for this poor man was rejected. Yes. On national YouTube everywhere.
Yes. How much do you think that the proposal fail video that we see that he asks a woman to marry him and then falls off the stage? Would that have been a viral video?
I mean, in today's times, no, I don't think so. I think it would have stuck around for a few days and then we would have called our attention to somewhere else.
Viral videos used to have a longer tail. Right now, it's like we all knew the same, like people dancing down the aisle and like. The first 10, like you viral, and now it's like you forget about it the next day. You see it on you know, Instagram or Twitter or whatever, like, and you know, it's gone. There are a lot of like YouTube viral videos anymore.
No,
I'm sure there's like YouTube videos with billions of people, but not like funny clips, I think, are like condensed to other sites.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but he's famous, this guy, for being
wouldn't you think it would be small? Like, wouldn't you first of all, I would think it was fake, right? If you saw this, like, I remember I think I was watching with my kids once, like, every failed proposal video on YouTube is fake.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I know the ones that shoot at like the you know, baseball games and like football games, those are all fake.
Yeah.
Yes. I think they're pretty much all fake.
Wow. This my whole reality is completely
just ruined
shattered.
Your whole world.
Yeah, we won't watch them. Go on a binge tonight. Ask Alexa if they're real.
No, she doesn't know what's real and what's not. So there's the Uber driver, Jesse, his friend Sid, that I thought they were like having like a surprise party. That Sid is doing a surprise for his girlfriend that he is actually proposing to her. And Jason, that it just was so weird for me that you have the one guy who has a proposal fail, then his best friend is doing like this big surprise proposal in front of everybody.
Isn't that a little rude to ask your friend who got, you know, who got this big viral moment for failing to get a proposal to say yes to ask him to do this? I think that's
and they didn't
rude.
Even like really bring it up, right? It's just like they're putting a hat on a hat in a weird way, like a forwards hat on a backwards hat. It made no sense.
There was one line Jesse says, like, well, it's nice to see a proposal that doesn't leave somebody scarred for life.
Right. How much proposal humor can be in the
and
first
then, and then the laugh track cut, the laugh track comes in.
Yeah,
because that's weird, that's right, Jason? It's like
the laugh track
sometimes
is awful.
It's there, sometimes it's not. Like, so, I mean, there's dead silence in the background and the sound mixing, which we don't normally talk about in Renap, Rob. Like, I think this is the worst like sound mix show I've ever heard. There's sometimes it's like complete cricket, and maybe, then sometimes there's a laugh track.
Does Hulu not have a lot of sitcom experience?
They don't. Well, I mean, for Hulu to have this show on streaming with a laugh track, I feel like I may be wrong, but they don't have any like Hulu quote unquote original shows that have a laugh track. And in general, in the TV landscape, there just aren't that many shows with a laugh track anymore. You could find them all on like CBS primetime. Mm-hmm. But I think other than that, you're not finding many more sitcoms with a laugh track nowadays. It just feels like this show was like...
They're rusty. There's not a lot of people that can still do it.
It feels like the show was conceived of in like 2016. Like, saved it for 2022.
The current writers, Jason, signed on in 2016. It took 6 years with the right... You know, sometimes like it goes through... Like 2014, I think CBS said no. I think that's when we watched the How I Met Your Dad. Yeah. This is 6 years in the making, like 6 years of thought and six writers for the pilot, like just to put this slot.
And this is what we got?
Yeah. What do you think about having a laugh track on this podcast, Akiva?
That would be great. We should do it. Maybe the problem with the laugh track is like the laugh track people were out for COVID. Like they have like an audience where they,
maybe they got somebody on Fiverr. Is there somebody on Fiverr that could do, I'll put a laugh track on your podcast.
I would love it. Let's try to do that for next week. That's great.
What should we do? An old podcast, or should we take the podcast that we do and then have it the laugh track added before the listeners hear it?
Yeah, like anything you think is funny, sir, add the laugh track.
Yeah, but we also need to have like a lot of like moments that are like, if there's like, so you say something like sweet about how, you know, it's been, mm-hmm. Mara and I have been together for a while, but, you mm-hmm. know, I have to say, she's still the love of my life.
What about this? Like, what if there's like some romance in there?
And oh, yeah, like, mm-hmm. there's mm-hmm. kissing.
Yeah.
Yeah. Or that, maybe that's for Robin to keep getting naked. That episode, people could do woo.
Yeah. And then like when we have somebody comes in for the, like, or maybe like, all right, we got a mailbag, hit by a car, Claire. And like, maybe it gets like, the audience goes nuts.
The Cosmo Kramer standing ovation, like she walks in the door, right. And then everyone,
because my kids her. Watch Fuller House, and mm-hmm. there are characters that like walk into the house on Fuller House, and the fake audience goes nuts for, there's like no reason why this person should be
maybe it's in their contract now, like everyone, I need a fake crowd to cheer for me when I walk in. It's in my, like, contract.
Stop it, this person wasn't even in Full House. What are you clapping for? Barely know this person. Okay. All right. So we have the proposal goes on. We then see that we're going to have Hillary Duff is going to go back and try to get her date, who is Ian, to get off the plane. He doesn't. Then we then do something really weird about the we get this out of nowhere. The story of that Hillary Duff is looking for her a Brooklyn Bridge thing, and that her whole life, Jason, she's with it. When she meets the person of her dreams, she's going to walk across the Brooklyn Bridge with them.
Yeah, it's just, see, well, I think she was, when she moved here to go to college, she never went on the Brooklyn Bridge. She's like, you know what? Let me save it, and I'll just walk across with my significant, with my with the love of my life, for whatever reason. It's not really explained very well at all.
Akiva, when you had to go to Brooklyn on last week's mm-hmm. episode, did you walk across the Brooklyn Bridge?
I wasn't with the love of my life. You guys are supposed to put in the thing.
Okay. Oh, hold on. Hold on. We're working on it still. Okay. Yeah.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
I didn't. I should have. I've never. I like when they like invent something. You know, a Brooklyn Bridge thing. And then she explains what it is. Like, yeah, you know, the love of your life. You walk across the Brooklyn Bridge. Never do that with like Tinder date or a stranger. Mm-hmm. Not someone you haven't. I was going to say something. I'm not going to say it. It's too gross.
Oh,
yeah. Now you have to say it.
Not someone you haven't banged one out with. Yeah. And then the.
That was scandalous. I thought it was going to be.
Yeah, no, it's not so bad. And then. No, but and then it like becomes this big plot point, and then it's like, well, who's on the bridge? My prediction, if the show goes like a bunch of seasons, which is my prediction that it isn't, but if it did, there'll be like someone else on the bridge who we haven't met yet, and that's the person.
Well, or it's going to be one of those guys, like, and turns out I did walk across the bridge with the love of my life because he was there.
Me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
But she walked across the bridge with everybody except
one
for
of those
Ira.
Guys is going to be the dad.
Mm-hmm. What if it's Godzilla? Because he's real. What if he's on the bridge?
Well, you know what? Godzilla often attacks these bridges.
That's what I'm saying.
One of the first things he goes for.
Mm-hmm. A very smart move, if you think about it, to really like ruin the city's infrastructure.
Yeah. Yeah. Really screw up the tourism, all the bridge and tunnel people that are going to be coming in and out.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
Laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper?
a woo-hoo-er,
a hand clapper, a high-fiver. I kind of like the high-five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino-style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses, so don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. VGW. Void or prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Once again, in How I Met Your Father, the real star of the show, Akiva, I said it was the format, but maybe it's the city.
Oh, it is. Listen, this show, I've always said, a love letter to New York City, baby.
Yes, yes. That
city is a character. The yes. Vancouver lot. Of whatever studio.
That's right.
That's filling in for New York is a character.
Kim Cattrall said, drop the sex and keep the city. Mama's not going anywhere.
The new era for the How I Met Your franchise. Drop the sex, keep the city.
Yeah. All right. New York City is such a big part of the franchise, Akiva. You couldn't do How I Met Your Father in Chicago. It would not feel the same.
It wouldn't. Because when I think New York City shows, I think 1B Seinfeld, but 1A How I Met Your Mother.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I just have to say that if I had to think about it, Jason, what city did How I Met Your Mother take place in? I think I would really struggle.
Like Boston, maybe? Like,
yeah.
Like
yeah,
there Boston, was Seattle.
Nothing that really, like, you know what? It was the one thing that was New York City, that there was one time that they met a Yankee. Akiva, who was it? It was the guy that was in Moneyball that Billy Bean thought was going to be like the perfect guy that was on the Yankees.
Nick Swisher,
yes. Mm-hmm. Yes. Nick Swisher was in an episode of How I Met Your Mother. And other than that, I feel like there really wasn't. And it was like they were on like sort of like the back lot, like fake New York City back lot.
The Brooklyn Bridge they used for this show looked like it was made out of cardboard. Like it didn't look like anything. Like I've never been to the Brooklyn Bridge, but I feel like it doesn't look like.
I don't know if I've been. I mean, I've been on it, but I certainly have never walked on it or like paid attention.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. We also get the big reveal that the apartment they have was the apartment that Marshall and Ted had. But Akiva, that I don't really remember swords.
No, I didn't get the sword joke. Maybe it's like a later season thing.
I looked it up, and it was a recurring like joke from a few. It happened in the first few seasons. It was a big episode in the first season where they have sword fights in their apartment, mm-hmm. and it happened throughout the show a couple more times. But I don't think it was a thing as big as you would be like, oh my god, it's the swords when they walk into the apartment.
Mm-hmm.
Could we get an awe when we see the swords?
Yeah. Did they get
the- Ooh.
Yeah. Oh. Yeah. Maybe.
Yeah. Pretty good.
That's for swords.
If yeah. this show was, had no connection to a previous show. And for what, I don't know how you'd even find it. There's so many shows now and on Hulu, whatever. Does that make it worse in your eyes? Like just viewing this, not as a How I Met Your Mother spinoff, but as a standalone show, is it better or worse?
I think it's the same for me.
I think it's slightly better because you're not locked into the thing that I hate the most about it.
Right. Well, but that is still the premise of the show, right? But if this was a regular sitcom, it's the most generic show I've ever seen in my life.
Would you prefer this to be connected to the How I Met Your Universe?
Mm-hmm.
Or would you prefer this to be what some people are calling it, which is the Lizzie McGuire reboot restart? Because the thing was, she was supposed to have a reboot show, Lizzie McGuire, as a 30-something year old in whatever state, probably New York. But it got scrapped at Disney Plus because it was too, quote unquote, adult. Mm-hmm. But do you think this was a better solution to kind of fit this Lizzie McGuire reboot into a How I Met Your, outfit?
I don't know enough about the Lizzie McGuire world. I just have a vote of no confidence in the creators of How I Met Your Mother to deliver on this again. And I haven't seen anything that proves to me like, oh, no, we learned from our mistakes this time. We are not going to do the same exact thing again. It seems like a get ready. It's the encore. Like, I feel like if this was a sitcom where, like, in the first scene, like, Hillary Duff meets a psychic, and the psychic says, tonight, you'll meet your husband. And she's like, you know what? And she was right. And it's like, okay, so it's sort of the premise, the same exact premise. I feel like it's, I have more confidence in this show.
You have more confidence
have more
now,
confidence.
Or you would have more confidence if it was not
a new,
connected.
A new show of a psychic told me fortune told.
Because it's not connected to the baggage of the previous iterations, you would feel more confident that they could get their act together and make this a really successful show.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't think I'm ready for the renewal of the How I Met Your Mother energy, Akiva.
Now, I know that they're like the creators of the show, but I don't know if Baze and Carter Baze and Craig are the showrunners. And I know they didn't write the second.
They're not the showrunners. They're executive producing on this one. The people that are showrunning this are people that I think wrote a little bit of This Is Us. And the director of the pilot and the second episode directed a lot of the How I Met Your Mother show.
Because This Is Us has some How I Met Your Mother energy.
Mm-hmm. A lot of flashbacks and flash forwards and all that.
Right. That we're going, you know, we go back and forth. So maybe inject some of that into here. Could not hurt. I also see Hillary Duff is a producer on this. I don't know if it's just
You can't get the Duff lady without you know, giving her a producer credit. Come on.
Okay. All right. I don't want to do like a whole like I'm gonna pick my words more carefully. That we don't need to go for every single beat of the episode of episode two, but we could just talk about the highlights of the second episode, which also dropped this week, called FOMO, and FOMO is all about how it's the story of trying to get the British guy friends.
So here's my thought about this episode. We want to get Valentina's new boyfriend, the London guy, some new friends.
Yeah.
How do they not have any other friends than the guys they just met?
No.
You know, a day ago.
Yeah.
Like, it makes me wonder about these two ladies. Like, are we going to find out they're like awful people? They're toxic. So they don't have any friends. Mm-hmm. So they had to just draft these guys they just met a couple of days ago.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So that's basically one of the stories. The other story is that Hillary Duff, Akiva, she's kind of like depressed. And we find out when she is in like the midst of like a depression or sad about something, there's one song that she goes to. That's it.
So the character is 30 years old. So she would have been like 9 years old when this song came out. Like, what does she know about this song?
First off, is this a one hit wonder, Akiva? Did Train drop some? Does Train have other songs?
No, they have other hits.
What's it? Can you name another Train song?
Can I name another Train song? I think they were already sort of known. Hey Soul Sister, first of all.
Oh yeah.
Another. They have other songs. We're gonna get. I almost think we should we're gonna get dragged.
No. You know what? If you're gonna come out as a Train stan, instead of dragging us, delete your Twitter.
Drag yourself.
Drag basically. Yourself.
Yeah. But I think they were well known before Drops of Trooper. They weren't like didn't come out of nowhere.
So, all right, that's a big plot point. Hillary Duff likes to listen to that song. So Valentina, she for some reason in 2022 with options on streaming services abound, for some reason she watches Jane Fonda workout tapes, puts on a leotard and does like an 80s VHS tape workout. And Jane Fonda is an idol of hers. When Hillary Duff is all sad, she tells her, what would Jane Fonda do?
When Jane stays in on a Saturday night? No, she's out on the town crushing dick.
Yeah.
Oh, man, I don't know what's better.
That's what we go to Hulu for. I'll say it again. So we can say these things.
And Jason, so this is, one of the reasons why maybe I need to watch more How I Met Your Father, because Akiva and I were getting ready to, we talked about on the last episode on the mailbag for Twitter Spaces that we're going to have Phil T back here for Millennials Bootcamp so that millennials, just like the ones in this show, can learn everything that young people are saying. But maybe we could just be watching How I Met Your Father, because that it was a fountain of new things to say.
Like, when I bought this place, I really thought I could spruce it up, make it the perfect blend of classic New York and little titty.
What?
Oh, Jasper taught me some cool new slang the NYU kids are saying.
Yeah, it's a litty titty, boss.
Oh.
That's one pulled over on me. I'd never heard of that before.
Yeah, this is
they went to listen
cringe.
To Phil T
this
when he cringe. Comes.
can Phil T explain that one to us?
I think he can, but this is like, I forgot. Maybe Jason was right. Maybe this was worse than I remember.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay.
You already got a Lego. We've got little titty. We've got crushing D.
It's Liddy. Liddy.
Liddy titty. Sorry. Liddy titty. Crushing D. We already got a leg up on some new terms. Maybe we can teach Phil T something.
Yeah. Okay. So that was one. And Akiva, this one is one that you first brought up on this show.
I don't know if being a woman qualifies me to decipher the DMs of an erratic straight lady, but if I had to, yeah, she's simping.
Yeah.
Simping, baby.
We also get to learn, How I Met Your Mother, of course, Barney would teach us so many things about what was going on. Akiva, did you know about the Lucky Charm before this?
No, I did not know about the Lucky Charm.
So,
what can you tell me about it?
Apparently, the Lucky Charm, the British guy does a thing with his tongue where he can put it into the shape of like a four-leaf clover and then uses it on Valentina, and they call it the Lucky Charm. That's the name of this move. Akiva, I was thinking of you during this scene.
Oh no, please. You are
twice this morning.
I crutched your captain twice too. It wasn't even trade.
As a serial influencer,
oh, no.
Akiva.
Please don't. Yeah.
Laugh track really spruces it up.
What did you think of that? Did this come up during the serial tournament?
It didn't. But maybe it'll be a sequel.
Yeah. Which cereals make the best euphemisms?
You don't want to get Chester started on this stuff. He'll have takes.
Yeah. Okay. So, yeah, they got Lucky Charms. The captain got crunched. In the end, Jason, there was a jukebox in this?
Yeah, there seemed to be an old-fashioned jukebox in the bar near the end of the show.
Yeah.
Couldn't work for the guy who was really beating himself up because nothing worked for him. Maybe you shouldn't have a 50 style jukebox. That doesn't probably work anymore.
Yeah. Also that there was a storyline in this episode where that we saw that Hillary Duff and Ian, the guy she's seeing, are texting back and forth about just taking pictures of any person they see that looks like Jason Momoa.
Yeah, that was that's a weird pull, right, Jason?
didn't really do much for me, but yeah, it was a pretty common theme.
Yeah, it was a common theme. Maybe not every single person that is a Hawaiian looks like Jason Momoa. I don't know if Jason Momoa.
And they did. Yeah.
Yeah. We already got this on Too Hot to Handle this week, Akiva.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Again, this show was written in 2016. It was a different time.
Yeah. Jason Momoa was big stuff back then. Mm-hmm. He had just, been cast as Aquaman. He was the it moment guy.
Yeah.
In 2022, I'm not sure anymore.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, maybe you think this pilot might have been sitting in a drawer for five or six years.
For sure.
Yeah.
There's so much about it that tells me that.
Drops of Jupiter was a hit song.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Although, yeah, I don't know if, some of these, new terminologies, maybe they got punched up in the, rewrites. Okay.
No, the show was written. They wrote all nine seasons in 2016. They were just looking for a network to, put it
on. Okay. All right. That's How I Met Your Father on Hulu.
Akiva's new favorite show of the year.
I don't think we have to. Sometimes I'll say I'd watch that again, but there's just so much content on TV. I don't get to it, even though I would be fine.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
I don't think any of us will ever check out the show again. I if someone was like, hey, there was a huge development, like we met the dad for sure, like I'd at least be interested in finding that out. But I don't think we'll. can we bet if the show gets a second season, though? Mm-hmm. Do we have predictions?
Well, we can. Yeah.
Well, I will say no. I think this show is one and done.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know. In terms of how expensive is it?
That's my first question.
Does Hulu want to be in the Hillary Duff business?
It's a good business to be in.
Yeah.
I think that's the key question. Like, if Hillary Duff's making like $1 million an episode, it'd have to be a hit, and I don't think it is that level hit. But if the show is relatively affordable, like I think it would be a big flop mm-hmm. to be one season.
Okay. So I'm just checking out the HimYif hashtag.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Let's see. How much tweeting do you think went on this week about HimYif?
There was a couple of viral tweets about like, hey, it's not super viral, but like, hey, it's the swords from the from HimYif on HimYif.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. All right, I'm just looking through Twitter. It seems like that the people that are tweeting about it are. I think either you don't know this show exists or you were happy it came back.
Yeah, the Himium fans. But I mean, these tweets are doing. Sometimes we'll see something and it'll be like there were three tweets about the whole show. Here, there's like mm-hmm. these tweets are all getting thousands of likes.
Yeah,
so I like, think maybe it.
Take it from me. I podcast about Joe Millionaire. Okay, I see every tweet. It looks like that is actually people are. So some people seem excited that this actually.
Yeah, for sure.
Well, I feel like if you're a HimYif loyalist, I feel like you have no choice but to stand this show for right now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Also, blinded by your HimYif love.
Jason, they kept the old theme song, too.
Yeah, I think they punched it up a little bit. But yeah, it was the same one.
Mm hmm. Mm hmm. Yeah. It seems like that.
I'm not sure the Fuller House of it all.
Mm-hmm. The HimYif fans certainly liked that they brought back Ted's apartment.
Yeah, that seems to be the star of this episode. Listen,
yeah, I thought it was a nice touch for sure.
Some people say the star is New York City. Some people say the format. I say it's Ted's apartment was ultimately.
Do you think that there was a crossover appeal between like a Venn diagram of Hillary Duff fans and How I Met Your Mother fans? And was mm-hmm. there a significant overlap, do you think?
Yeah, I think so. I think the Duff heads are going to watch anything she's in. I think she's got real fans.
Yes. Okay. And Jason, do you think potentially any of the HimYif principles could make an appearance in How I Met Your Father? Because as somebody who's has Fuller House streaming in their home at any given moment, that is the key to one of these shows.
I think pretty much anyone connected to HimYif, I think would take the opportunity to cameo if presented to them. None of them are doing like particularly busy right now. You maybe will get a Marshall appearance because they're living in his old apartment. They come to get something he left there. And if there's no appearance in season one,
yeah.
The only way they're getting a season two is if they can promise at least a few cameos.
So I would rank them in order. I think that from least likely to most likely, I think number five is Colby Smulders. I think she's good. I don't think we're going to get, nobody's going to run into Robin. She's in the MCU. She doesn't need to be laying down with the,
I think I put five as Neil Patrick Harris, mostly because the character Barney is pretty canceled at this point. in you know,
yeah, society. But I think in this universe that I think that he will have been even more evolved. He has a daughter that I think that Neil Patrick Harris, I think, probably has like a little bit more loyalty to the franchise, which really resurrected his career. I mean, Neil Patrick Harris was pretty much done and then got cast in, I mean, he was in Harold and Kumar as like a cameo, and then he got this, and that really like revitalized his career. So I think that there might be a little bit of like Neil Patrick Harris has some fondness for the franchise.
Well, can anyone tell me if he cameoed in the new Doogie Howser series in Disney
Neil
Plus?
Patrick Harris. Sorry. Got a train earworm. Sorry, Jason, say that again.
I said, can anyone tell me if he cameoed in the new Doogie Howser series on like Disney Plus? Like, maybe give us a hint as to his willingness to cameo.
Yeah, that'll give us a sense of if he's coming back. I feel like that Allison Hannigan, I think, has got to be the number one or two pick.
Yeah, I think her, she and Jason Segel.
Well, I don't think he does much, right? Segel. I think you're probably right about Hannigan being one.
Yeah. What has Allison Hannigan been in? I feel like she hasn't been working so much. Oh, she's in Fancy Nancy.
Oh, okay. So she's too busy.
I saw her. She was in the Penn and Teller show.
Yes.
Where they did magic tricks on stage. Penn and Teller Fool Us or something like that. She was like the host of that show, weirdly. And I'm not sure why, but she was the host of that show.
I feel like Jason Segel, I just feel like that he's kind of like above this. Like, I feel like he's going to be, he's in movies. He doesn't work a lot. I feel like that he was on that weird like AMC show, Akiva.
Which one?
Dispatches from Elsewhere.
I don't even remember. I remember hearing about it, but
yeah.
I thought he just really barely works. Is he like independently wealthy? He just made so much from him, he doesn't need to work?
I don't know. And then I feel like that Josh Radnor, I think he's number one. He's not working much. The face of the franchise. Professor Mosby, somebody runs into him. Like, I definitely think that he's... I think I'd rank them Radnor, Hannigan, Neil Patrick Harris, Jason Segel, Colby Smulders.
Is that the order that you would also want to see them into?
I feel like Neil Patrick Harris would probably be the only one that I think might be fun to see like what they do with him. You know, and the thing about Marshall and Lily, I think if you had one without the other, I think you'd be like, hey,
they would have to come on as a pair, I think.
Yeah. Jason, how about this? Could they potentially get Kristen Milioti, the mother?
Oh yeah, because she's technically still alive
in the storyline. Dark, yeah,
yeah, I think so. Mm-hmm. Maybe she'd be like at the end of her appearance, like, you know, I have a doctor's appointment in a few days. hope nothing comes up.
Yeah, I haven't been feeling myself. I'm sure it's nothing. You know,
that'd be a really good tie into the original series. Yeah, that's sure it's nothing though.
Have to tie up all the loose ends. Okay.
Close the loop, as it were.
Wow. All right. Akiva, anything else on How I Met Your Father?
No, I think we really covered it in excruciating detail.
Why? You're not having fun?
I'm saying, like, no, I had a great time with the podcast. I just think the show.
I think over the course of this podcast, you really changed your opinion there, Akiva.
Mm-hmm.
No, the podcast's good. The show, not as good.
Okay.
No, I'm saying the podcast has changed your opinion on the show.
I think that's true. I came in thinking it was good, and then Jason convinced me that it was bad. And also hearing the clips, in hindsight, I was happy to see it, and now I don't want to see it again.
Okay. All right. We're going to do a mailbag today. Okay?
We are.
We're doing a mailbag, okay? So we're going to take a break. When we go, Jason, are you staying?
I'll be here. Okay. You can drag me away.
Okay, good. All right. So we are going to come right back. We're going to take your mailbag pitches. The wheel is looking pretty stacked, I got to say.
Yeah, the wheel's great right now, but we're not spinning the wheel today.
We're not spinning it, but we might be adding stuff to it. So
I hope we are. Go anywhere. I hope we are.
Okay. When we come right back, right after this.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy.
Chumba.
The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to ChumbaCasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumba. ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
A new podcast drops, so take a seat and grin. It's Rob and Uncle Keevy on a weekly thing. There's to take the listeners' ideas in. Take the plunge, grab the wheel and spin. What will come up next? Well, I heard that the show The Love Offer would be Goldberg. You can tell Pete Davidson and MGK. They could beat up Kyle Chandler any day. Yeah, Rob and Akiva need a podcast. Rob and Akiva need a podcast. It's Rob and Akiva need a podcast.
Yeah, time for the mailbag. Take a seat and grin, because it's time for the mailbag. Jason, have you voiced your feelings about the Renap mailbag song?
I know it's controversial.
Yes.
But I enjoy it.
Oh!
Being here in the podcast studio was my first time actually hearing it like 1X. I'm usually like a 1.5 guy. Mm-hmm. But I am an enjoyer of the new theme song.
Okay. All right.
One in the win column.
One in the win column. So, yeah. Okay. Incredible. Yeah. That was not exciting. Okay. All right. Akiva, do we have any old business to take care of?
Not really. I've been taking a look this week at bracket season. At some point we're going to have to, because I don't know how many weeks there are, how many weekends are in March, if there's four and five, because every weekend you better attend, but during the week, there's not a lot of attending.
Sure.
But so we're going to have to at some point sort of draft which ones we're doing, but we don't have to get to that today. I wanted to do something today. So I started a Google form, which people have been kind enough to use, because I think it's easier just to have everything in one place.
Yeah.
And that's where we get most of our submissions. But we still have some loyal listeners that send in emails, and I haven't really got to them in months. Oh. So I thought we'd do some email today. There's only four weekends in March. So this bracket season is four episodes.
Okay.
So I'm just going to, this goes back as far as October 25th. Some of these are old. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And I can't promise they're all good, but here are some of the emailed in submissions for us. Okay.
Okay.
Okay. Rob and Akiva have a press conference. The Renap Universe has plenty of journalists in it. Mike Boom, Josh Wagler. Have them on the podcast and flex their skill set to interview Rob and Akiva about Renap and particularly controversial episodes like Song Bracket and the reactions through the fan back challenges and, of course, pranks played by the host while listening. What pranks did we play?
Okay. All right. Akiva, now there have been, I go on Renap Twitter and I see like, hey, it's been 2.5 years since Rob and Akiva had a press conference. What are they hiding from? And
that's true.
So, boy, that might be tough to take a press conference, because like, I feel like that, you know, we'd want to take questions from like friendly outlets, but I feel like that there's like a lot of like people that would like want to make us look bad.
Mm-hmm.
And so a lot of gotcha journalists out there.
Can we just invite people who are sort of like sympathetic to the cause?
So we're not giving press passes to the people that, you know, don't speak well of us.
First of all, who are these people? But second of all, like, we'll examine it on a case by case basis. It's a privilege, not a right. To
the questions before they come on.
That's a good one. Maybe we'll pre-approve their question.
I don't know. I think that people are going to say like that this is like some sort of like autocracy. If we're like we're only answering pre-approved questions in our press conference.
Isn't this an autocracy though?
Is it? Well, we have a constitution.
Yeah, that's true. I guess it's not an autocracy.
So, I don't know. Jason, would you want to hear Akiva and I do a press conference?
I mean, yeah, but can you fill the whole episode with that? Like, how many questions are there? Can you guys really answer?
I would think, and I'm not sure that I want to do this, but I think that it would be, but basically we would have like, it would be like a Zoom call, sort of like, almost like you would have like a post-game interview if we were like athletes. We would be on the Zoom and then...
Is that a bunch of people at the same time going, Robert Akiva, here, me.
Do either of you watch Ted Lasso?
Of course.
I've seen some of the episodes, yeah.
The worst character on Ted Lasso is the reporter guy.
Oh, Ted Krim?
Yeah.
Not Ted Krim.
I really hate that
whatever
guy.
Krim.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. That guy really sucks. That was all. But I don't know. So it's like a Zoom call, Akiva, and it's like, so blah, blah, blah on, you know. This is Jeremy 543 on Twitter. My question
is
for
Jeremy 543 getting invited, or is it like just, you know, esteemed?
Well,
like, should it be blue checks only? Maybe
blue checks only. How many blue checks do you think want to ask us a question?
I guess no further questions. We're good. You know,
I'll have you know, Jeremy 543 is a very credentialed journalist, so don't go pooping on his name.
Yeah, I mean, what sort of like credentials do they have to have a podcast of their own?
I mean, have to have your own podcast. I mean, ask us questions. That's
those
good.
Are some of the people that are the meanest about us.
People who have podcasts.
Yeah.
I think most people at this point are in that category. Trying to think of someone I know with that one, and I can't.
So, I don't know. Like, I feel like
my grandpa.
I think this is a pass for me right now in terms of Robin Keefe do a press conference. But I'm open to if like we could tweak it.
It's a funny idea. I don't know if it's an episode, but it's a funny idea.
Do we need a press secretary?
What if we had someone answer for us? That's good. Do we have a Jen Psaki?
Yeah, like I think it would actually be good. Like, what if we had a press secretary that could go out and do the press conference for us?
Mm-hmm.
Here you want to role play that?
Okay, who's Jen Psaki?
I'll be Robin Akiva's press secretary. Now, like throw a hardball at me.
All right, Rob, so you guys have been promising to do the Bollywood episode for like two years. Can you tell me the status of the Bollywood episode now?
Sure thing. Rob and Akiva have been 100% steadfast in that they are going to do the Bollywood episode. Akiva, just last week on the Twitter Spaces mailbag, said that he just had to check his schedule and that he was going to check back with Sasha after the O word and it was going to go on the wheel. So rest assured, Robin Akiva Watch Bollywood was going to be on the wheel in sometime this spring.
A follow-up question. How do you live with yourself?
Very comfortably.
You know what you have to do? You have to like circle back. Like, I'm going to ask Robin Akiva and I'll circle back. And
I'll get back to you.
You have to promise to circle back a lot.
Yeah. I feel like there's got to be a journalist in the pool where, you know, they ask us the stupid, idiotic questions. And then, you know, the press secretary can own them. Like, like Jen Psaki owns like the Fox News guy.
Like Bill Belichick style. Like,
yeah, what's your New Year's resolution?
Yeah. Rob?
I don't believe in resolutions.
Do you have any plans for Groundhog's Day?
Yeah. I'm going to be right back here owning the people on the press conference.
What do you think about maybe for the first time ever, noted loyal listener of the show, Eric Stein, has said that it is a great idea. Would you finally consider, after years of procrastination, watching Groundhog Day five times in a week?
Am I me or am I the press secretary? You're asking Rob questions.
Well, you're their deputy. I want to know, would you think Rob and Akiva would consider that?
So Groundhog's Day is around the corner. Rob has said previously that he's not super interested in that, but I do wonder with the introduction of the Three Fast, Three Furious, perhaps maybe with a time-shifted element, that could potentially alleviate the workload concerns. That being said, I know Rob is also very busy with Celebrity Big Brother is also coming back, so this year might not be the best time for a Groundhog's Day celebration.
Can we get a supercut of Rob saying this year might not be the best year of the Groundhog's Day episode?
Sure.
Someone put that together. Sure.
What year did Groundhog's Day come out?
The movie? Like 1990, right, Jason? Yeah. Something around there?
Let me check. I don't even know.
But I think this is the fifth year of us discussing this.
I don't think it's that exciting of an idea. Jason, so how about this?
Akiva? 93.
93. Yeah. Next year. 93. Next year. 30-year anniversary of Groundhog's Day.
Uh-huh, yeah.
Put it on the wheel.
We're boomers because we're calling Groundhog's Day. I think it's just Groundhog.
That's a boomer thing? You think that there's like some...
If you add an S, it's like a grandpa thing. That's what people have told us before. Mm-hmm. You add an S to things that don't have S. Like, hey, you know on the TikToks? That's a boomer thing, they say.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, okay.
Instagrams.
By the way, I kind of got into it with the Renap bot today.
Uh-oh, what happened? I didn't see.
So it was kind of like an awkward back and forth. So the Renap bot had tweeted out this afternoon, I promise to be fully available and will talk about all aspects of rugby league, including Renap patron, which I guess breaking news about the Renap Patreon, games, players, and the latest Renappy Wood bop.
Okay.
In the meantime, all I ask is that you please respect my privacy and keep my Stern thing off your feed. Okay.
Yeah.
So I retweeted and I said, please respect RenapBot's request during this time to let everybody know. Okay. RenapBot is like, I don't really know what the Stern thing is, but if RenapBot says, please respect my privacy.
You fell into this trap by retweeting him and getting into a back and forth with this robot.
Yeah. Well, like Jason, if any of my friends says like, please respect this thing, and like I'm going to say like, all right,
you're back in your friend.
I don't get it, but sure, I'm gonna.
Yeah, of course, you're back in your friend.
Yeah,
and so NapBot is now in league with the Alexa.
Maybe they're all turning
they're,
on.
They're forming a team against you. This AI Terminator team that's forming against you now.
Yes, this is what I was worried about. This okay. So the RenapBot says also, please don't call me RenapBot again. Now again. I started to start talking about the Renapa. We don't know what the bot formerly known as the Renap bot wants to be called.
Right.
But does Vicky? I don't know.
It's not Renap bot. We're saying it does not want to be called Renap bot.
Then Renap bot does not want a couple of Lawson and Jay both asked what name do you want to be called? And the Renap bot only responded to Jay and said, I'm screening.
That's my least favorite NetBot response, the unscreening.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Of course, a reference to Akiva's term for when you have multiple computer monitors. You're screening. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, all right, maybe we'll find out this week what the formerly known RenapBot would like to be known as.
All right. Stay tuned for the next time.
Stay tuned. Okay.
Here's Rob and Akiva answer the unanswerable from Derek. Listeners submit questions, thoughts they've had that they just don't have definitive answers to. Rob, Akiva, and a guest are three banter about the questions and come to a consensus as to what the answer is. Here are some examples. Do both ends of a rainbow have pots of gold? Does the pot move to the opposite end of where someone is looking so I can never find it? Why? How do people make banana peppers out of bananas? Turning a fruit into a vegetable can't be easy. Why didn't basketball become more popular? Those are three questions that we might have to.
Okay. None of these are good questions.
All right, the examples aren't as good, but what about if people just ask questions and we answer? That'd be interesting.
Yeah. Is this from Derek S?
This is from Derek U.
Derek U. Okay. Jason, what is the thing about the banana peppers?
I don't that really stumped me. I have no idea what that even really means.
I don't think that an actual banana is in any part of a banana pepper.
We'll save it for the episode.
Like, I don't think that that's an unanswerable question.
Is a banana pepper? Well, I guess, yeah, we could Google
it. Yeah. Pepper. I mean,
I think that's a pretty answerable question just going on Google.
Yeah, I don't think a banana pepper involves turning a banana into a pepper.
Maybe, but Derek, you does. Maybe we could sort of like that. What we could do, we could, you know, correct common misconceptions.
Yeah, are banana peppers actually bananas? Banana peppers are so named because of their resemblance to actual bananas. Yes. Okay. They are not.
They're not made of bananas.
That was a very answerable question.
So, Robert, give answer the answerable. How about that?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So, how about the Akiva? Any interest in sort of trying to answer questions that maybe do not have answers?
I don't know. I mean, it might be fun, but I'd need to give me a couple examples, yeah. Guys. Of
Jason, we wise? Does anybody think that we have answers to questions?
Are we wise?
We just have more questions.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I think I don't know if you can really definitively answer an answer per question. I mean, you guys are wise. But I don't know if you guys are wise enough to answer to answer the unanswerable.
Yeah. Okay. Akiva, I'm looking at the notes from, of course, the great RENAP intern, Amanda, who wrote down all of the March bracket ideas that have been mentioned on the show.
Yes.
Okay. Three named celebrities.
That's a good one.
In or out?
I mean, nothing's in yet, but that's certainly a contender. We need four.
Jason, how do you feel about TV catchphrase bracket?
Oh, I like that. I like that a lot.
You were down on a few weeks ago. You thought there weren't enough. I'm going to submit for people in the next couple weeks. I think that's automatic. I think that's like very in the vein.
Yeah, I think that's very good.
I think we'll get somebody to cut the clips for us. I think it's going to be good.
Another TV theme song bracket?
I don't know why that's in there. Obviously, we're not doing it. We probably
Cities for a future meetup.
Yeah. That's an interesting one because we were pretty into that idea 2 months ago.
Yeah.
Then I was like, well, we can't do that. Now I'm like, who knows? Yeah.
See,
we don't have to commit to doing it on a certain date. It would just be like, here's where we're going next.
See, Jason, I'm starting to feel like I think I have COVID figured out. Okay. And I think that maybe.
Oh, please do tell.
Yeah. I think that maybe like this might be the time to strike and plan an event for the summer. I think when COVID is everywhere, that's when you plan an event.
Mm-hmm.
And then because
we've all got it. So let's all get together.
By the time you get to the event, then it's almost like, it's almost like there's no COVID. It's over. But then, and then if you wait until COVID is gone to start planning, then by the time you get to the thing that you planned, it's back.
I think you nailed it.
Yeah.
You got to hit it at the right, very right moment.
Right.
So you think this is the perfect time. So I listen, and there's no stakes there because it could be this summer. It could be next summer. It could be 2025. Mm-hmm. It's just where we're going next.
Cities for Future.
Did you like that idea?
I think it's good.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
What else we got?
Renaming, rebranding of the podcast ideas. I don't even know what that.
Week. That's from last week.
Yes. Okay. All right.
So explain what that is, if you remember.
It was basically like we were getting a title, and then we were going to basically then just off of a title alone figure out what the podcast was going to be.
Right. So like Rob and Akiva
get fleshed out.
Get fleshed out. That would be But you're right. It could be. Rob and Akiva, you know, go surfing.
We'd Rob have to figure and Akiva crushed.
What are we surfing? What was that, Jason?
Rob and Akiva crushed dicks.
All
right,
it's so in the 32. Right. I don't know if it's going to win.
So that podcast, it's basically we're working on Thursday, like the worst Richards bracket. So it's like the opposite of the King of the Mats. That this is like all worst Richards.
Perfect. Got it.
Yes.
Yeah. Like, are we, you know, how much we want to pile on Nixon after all this time? Richard Gere. Is he that great? Richard Hatch, certainly has done some things.
Rich Gannon.
Not such a
good announcer. I don't know.
Richard Karn. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Richard Dawson was kissing all those ladies.
Yep.
Married a contestant.
He did?
Yeah.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
I think we'll definitely get a lot of those. That's fun. Is there a fifth one? Are we going to have to make a cut?
Yes. Yeah, no, there's more. Then the waiting room wheel ideas. I don't know if that's enough for a bracket. Okay. This is the one that really interested me. I don't remember talking about this, but apparently we did. Did we ever discuss a bracket of hottest guys in sports broadcasting?
No, I can't do that.
We can't do that?
I can't do that one.
Yeah, that, now this is
I'm
March.
Like sitting next to the person.
It's in March. See, you wouldn't
be.
You wouldn't be. Well, no. Unless you're talking about me or Chester.
First of all, why are we? That's a 32 fans idea. Why don't you come on 32 fans?
Fine. If you, but I don't understand why you would do it on 32 fans and not on this podcast.
Well, we already have four brackets. I think we have four locked in brackets that are better than that.
I thought we're having a wheel of brackets.
Yeah, there's a wheel of four brackets. And
that's not that there should be more than there is weeks.
I see. Oh, there should be. The ideas we have, I really like. So I don't want to have more than five.
I like hottest guys in sports broadcasting more than some of these other ones.
I know, but I don't think I can do it. I just don't think I can.
What, are you worried that somebody that you might work
imagine
with?
Imagine you're at work and someone's like, or someone emails you like, hey, I heard I was only the 14th hottest guy.
Hmm.
That would be awkward. Would you wouldn't rank the RHGP podcasters in terms of attractiveness. It wouldn't be like, all right, Akiva versus Chappelle versus Jason, round one.
You're on with the number one. So
I know. That's why we would rank them, Jason. It would
it's a little bit different. Like, I think it's maybe like,
well, you can't. Yeah, it's like you're employees.
Yeah, borderline
I think.
Harassment. Yeah. If
that I, like, would be rank, bad. Yeah. But I that's true. You could be a ranker. But let's say, you know, BoJack Horsepod. So. Yeah, it's a funny idea. All right, but I think you're right. We should have at least five, so there's some suspense as to what doesn't get pulled.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know, unfortunately, if we can do that right now.
Or
maybe one day.
So I still think it's a good idea. I'm not sure if we have 32 hot guys in sports broadcasting.
Well, my other pitch that's not on there, which you don't love, but I still like it, is a the cat bracket, where we name somebody's cat with 32 ideas.
Cat bracket.
The cat bracket. I like the cat bracket. It could be a dog.
No way. Okay. What about this?
You're not into
What about this? What if there was that all people that you could potentially work with are ineligible for the bracket?
Okay.
Jason, is there. What's the cutoff? Like, is Al Michaels in the mix?
I don't think he could be in the mix.
Wow. Okay. You're worried Al, somebody's gonna go to Al Michaels.
I'm not worried anybody. Hey. I think it's not appropriate to, you know. We're not actually doing this. We can't actually do it.
Okay. All right. So I thought we had, what if it was only athletes?
All right. We could talk about it. We have time to decide. Okay. But all right. No, I'm serious. We can talk about
what that means.
Yeah. All right. What else you got, Akiva?
This is from Danielle, and she says, hey Akiva, I have a pitch for the mailbag. My friend is an author and also writes murder mystery parties for Zoom audiences.
Yes.
My
yes.
pitch
I
is
love it.
You,
I'm in.
Rob, and the gang. We got a gang.
Put it on the wheel.
Play the murder mystery game.
I'm in.
You each be assigned a character and given clues and have to act out the story of the murder. At the end, everyone votes for who they think the killer was. Rob and Akiva catch a killer could be the name. You also not have yourself and Rob as characters and just provide commentary around your friends trying to solve the murder.
What do you think?
Well, first of all, I've never heard Rob press the Mario button without even asking my opinion. This is a first. This is historic. I don't even know if I could argue.
Yeah. What do you think?
I think it has very, very high upside. I think it's a good idea. First, like, I hope Danielle's friend.
What's your concern?
Well, I'm going to tell you. First of all, Danielle's friend is going to have to do the work. I don't know if she has consented to doing this or if Danielle's just offering her services. Assuming she's in. I mean, I guess it would probably be a video episode, I guess, but I don't think it's especially visual.
Okay.
I think this is a no-brainer.
Yeah, if you're doing Zoom murder mystery parties, like, I don't think it's necessarily like that you have to like look at like a clue that's in somebody's Zoom
screen.
No, I agree.
Listen, we're on episode 162. Like, let's take some risks. I mean, if it's bad, there's a new one next week.
Non-canonical episode.
Yeah. We're on episode 161A, and by the way, next week is 161B. I think like let's take a risk here. I think the floor for this episode is very low. But I think it probably is a good idea. So let's do it.
Jason, do you want to hear Akiva and I and the gang solve a mystery?
Yeah, I think it'd be very fun. I think anytime you guys doing like kind of story driven content, it's a lot of fun. So I would be totally down for it.
Okay.
I thought the escape room, which first of all, it's like I'm not good at them.
Yes.
So that wasn't my favorite one to do. Just I feel like I was a little lost.
Yeah, but that I think was different than this because this is going to be like talking with a bunch of different characters as opposed to like sort of like the audio storytelling of, you know, the escape room.
So now are you and I like solving the mystery? What should our role be?
Well, we will find that out.
Oh, so you don't want to tell because we could give instruction to Danielle's friend, the author.
So wasn't that kind of type of thing like you're given like random assignments?
Say, do you want to be like, are we just regular people or are we sort of like we're solving it? Everyone else's potential suspect.
Yeah, I will be if you want, I will happily. Who is this from?
Danielle A's friend.
Danielle A's pitching it. I will happily, you know, work with Danielle to figure out what we're going to do.
All right, Danielle, hit me up and we'll talk. But yeah, this is on the wheel. Maybe not eligible for just a second because I'm sure it needs a little bit of work. Okay. But this is on the wheel.
All right. Mazel tov. Great.
See, the emails, there's some good stuff in the email.
Okay.
What else? Now, that was the Renap at Rob has a website emails. Now we're going to go to the Need a Podcast email.
Okay.
Get a little bit. Much more of actually. So let's see which email. What do you think emails are better? The people who email at Renap or the ones that email Need a Podcast?
I mean, sure. The Need a Podcast email, I think they're probably longer time listeners because I can't even remember the last time we gave out that email address on the show.
Okay. Rob and Akiva get replaced. This is from Tom. Rob, Akiva, and listeners report stories of times they lost things. And then RA, I assume that's us and the listeners. Try to either find them or replace them. It could be a two-parter, maybe for 2 weeks, or we could send them things.
What?
We're replacing lost items. They can't all be home runs, Rob, or else we just put everything on the wheel.
So, like, can you give me examples of like something that we lost?
Okay, so somebody's like, "Hey, I lost my favorite slippers," and they're like, "Can you find them?" I don't know. I don't know what our role is. We just mailing them like new slippers.
Oh, well, we're buying things for the people lost. And like, do we have a receipt? I thought the idea was that me and you lost things and then people were going to send us in things that we lost.
Yeah. Well, I think it's all three of us. It's you, me, you, and the listeners. Like, what have you lost that you'd like replaced?
That's a pretty short episode.
Taffy. Remember you lost your Laffy Taffy in LA.
Didn't lose it.
It lost it into the garbage can.
giving it away.
Do you miss it, though? Do you wish we had it back?
No.
Where's the Shrek thing? You still have the Shrek thing?
Yeah, it's in the shot.
Okay. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
This is a very prominent place in his life.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, yeah. So I don't think there's anything there. Another idea that I sort of like. We got invited to somebody's wedding.
You love that.
Yeah, that's what we want. We want to be invited to, you know, we don't want to be in like the bachelor party because I don't think I'm like a fun bachelor party guy.
Mm-hmm.
We want to, but we want to be on the list. Am I going to come to the wedding? Yeah. I don't know.
Okay.
But who knows?
Yeah.
All right. I think
that sounds like sort of like the opening to like a murder mystery of like that we go to somebody's bachelor party and then we end up like in a dumpster somewhere.
Should that be the theme? Like, what should, because this person probably doesn't know the show. Should we make the Danielle's friend, the author, like listen to all 162 episodes? If I had to guess,
I think that Danielle's friend is just going to sort of like fit us into some existing story.
Exactly. But reinvent the wheel? No, Danielle, I want to see some effort from your friend.
Bespoke murder mystery for
audience. No, I don't want to be bespoke murder mystery. Okay, so this is from Yael, not my sister. Just, I'm writing to revive an old idea that was intriguing, but has since got lost to time. Ooh, that's something that's been lost. This idea, to time. Mm-hmm. Robin and Akiva invent new slang. This would be where the two of you come up with a new viral slang term that, of course, would become all the rage. Alternatively, you could try and make Busman's Holiday a thing again, but this feels like a better idea. Jason, were you familiar with the term Busman's Holiday before, you know?
I was not familiar with it until I heard it last week on the show.
Well, here's sort of my tweak to Yael's idea, which I do think is good. What if we do this with Phil T? Like, he tells us what the kids are saying now, And then we give them maybe one or two ideas.
Maybe we could put this in as an extra piece of the Millennials Bootcamp, which Amanda tells us in the notes that we already had an old idea that was called Rob and Akiva Are Chuggy, which was about teaching Millennials the new things.
Yeah, so this is just the rebranding to the old guilty idea. Yeah, I think maybe me and you each have to come in with one term, and that's like what people should use. We're going to try and make a term catch on.
Okay.
We each bring one idea to that. So we're just combining. All right. Very good, though.
Jason, do you think we could do it? Do you think we could pull off getting something new out there in the vernacular?
To get it trending? Yeah, you could probably do it. I think you have the force behind you to get it,
yeah,
get it up there.
I don't know if we have a Liddy you-know-what in us.
Mm-hmm. All right. This is from Tzvi. If you remember Tzvi, diehard listeners who email into Need a Podcast, remember he got a bunch of ideas on the wheel
And then hung it up for a while?
No. He's probably just been emailing Need a Podcast and I've been ignoring him for like a year.
A Michael Jordan went to go play baseball situation?
I don't think so. So here he has a bunch of sequels. Then here are his pitches for our sequels. Okay.
Okay.
Stan Tournament, which was episode 27. He says, this was an instant classic and led to some amazing standage of the undeserving King Cake Baby. By the way, he's back on Twitter.
Yes.
And can you believe we're approaching 3 years since that episode? We need something new to Stan.
Okay.
What do you think about that?
Do you want to put it in the March bracket? The wheel of brackets?
Yeah, I think we put it in the wheel brackets tentatively. It's tentatively right now. That's like 5A.
Did we ever have a sequel to the Stan Tournament?
We did not, I don't think.
We had like the world's biggest Stan of different things, but we didn't find anything for us to Stan. Jason, are you the Stan of anything?
You know, I can't say that I am. I'm a jack of all trades. I don't Stan any one thing.
You're a jack of all
jack of all fandom. Yeah, let's say that, yeah. I don't stand any one particular thing.
You don't have any posters on your wall, but you have like a lot of things you like.
I try to keep some different things, but no posters. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
That's how you know you're a fan of something, Rob, if you have the poster on the wall. Did you have a poster on your wall of anything growing up?
There's different things. I think when I got to college, I had like random posters, but mostly just like Mets and Jets stuff.
Yeah, me too. Here's another idea from Tzvi. Episode 109, choose your own adventure. It's been over the years since the magic of You Were a Shark. Let's bring Mike and Liana back for some new adventures. So he just wants Liana to come back.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. These are all Liana pitches.
Well, the first two and only the first two, but choose your own adventure.
Trying to remember. I know we had fun there, but I don't remember necessarily if it was because that the choose your own adventure format was good or just because it was like Mike and Liana.
Yeah, it was very silly. I think like all of our choices were like bad. We just ended up.
Yeah,
we ended up having fun, but I didn't love the book. I liked what Mike and Liana did, but I didn't love the book.
Jason, do you like choose your own adventure books?
Is this someone custom making an adventure for you guys based on?
No, that? This was they like found a book in the they like bought a book or got a book from.
Yeah, I mean, I remember the episode, but I'm just saying, like, is this new episode, new idea going to be something? Someone writes a adventure for you guys to go on, like, you know, themed to Renap.
Okay, he's got a couple old ones he wants to bring back. Calling Patriots at Jets and Madden episode 2. Why? Be far and away the oldest episode to get a sequel, and it'll be fun to get an updated version with 2022 rosters. We've done it a few times. Yeah, we did it with the Mets.
In the summer, we had fun, but I don't think it's necessarily
a full episode
episode that we used to. Akiva and Chester and I used to call a baseball game on 32 Fans, but that didn't even get brought back. That didn't even get renewed, Jason.
You guys abandoned me last time. Top 10 or Trash, episode 4. He really likes the other ones. Another super early podcast, he says. It's been 3.5 years and there are way more listeners who can step up and provide some new top 10 lists to consider.
Okay.
Best Jester.
That's interesting. Jason,
I don't remember that episode. So I know what it was.
You do know what it was or don't know what it was?
I know what it was, but I don't remember much about it.
Yeah, I don't know too much about it. It might be interesting to get lists of top 10 things from the listeners.
Uh-huh.
It could be okay. It's probably solid. I don't know if it's necessarily going to be a home run.
Yeah, it's a high floor, low ceiling type of episode. Mm-hmm. But maybe it could be good. I don't know. Maybe listeners.
Jason, do you want to hear new top 10 lists from the audience?
I think you guys can make it work. I would be willing to listen to it.
Okay. I also haven't asked for it could be one of those things where I could like ask for submissions and the submissions are right. We put it on the wheel, but yeah. You know what I mean?
Should we institute a rule of change.org? If the audience wants an idea to come back, if it gets 500 signatures on change.org, we'll put it back on the wheel.
I think all the change.org things we did were flops. I don't think anybody actually does them anymore.
When did we do a change.org thing?
We did a few. We're like, if this gets 500,
I think it was
like,
the cats.
Yeah. I just don't think people will do change.org. Well, I don't think we get 20.
That's if enough people did it, then we'd have to take a look at it.
Mm-hmm. All right. A couple more from Tvi, a Wheel or No Wheel, which was episode 71. He said, great podcast. Let's do it again.
Wheel or No Wheel. Great podcast. Let's do it again.
So that was Deal or No Deal. And do you remember what came out of Wheel or No Wheel? What came out of it?
What did come out of it? I don't remember. I think it was another bracket came out of it. But I feel like that the problem was that the idea was interesting. However, nothing corresponded with like the ideas that were ranked from like best to worst were not necessarily like the way we would rank the ideas from best to worst.
Right. By the way, that's another Eliana idea.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I remember that being fun. I agree we had that issue then, which was it's very subjective.
Maybe
what's the best idea and what's the worst?
The list ahead of time.
We know $1 million is better than $10, right? Like, mm-hmm. So should we rank the idea? Well, no, it doesn't work if we rank the idea. Is there someone we would trust enough to rank the idea?
Jason, you want to rank all the ideas?
Oh, yeah. Give me that power.
But it would be what we would like. You'd have to get into the sick minds of Robin Akiva. Yeah.
I listened to you guys for a while. I think you know what you guys like.
I think that we should find the next idea that would be like that, as opposed to trying to make a wheel and a wheel work.
I agree. I think a lot of these sequels will be fun, but I also I don't want to just do a million sequels.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay.
We'll sell out one day. We'll do sequels. Another idea is also very old. Episode 15, explaining Star Wars to Akiva. I think you get Wiggler and or Kevin Madeo on to go through the whole MCU Infinity Stone saga to catch you up on everything.
I mean, that's like at this point, what, 22 movies and 6 TV shows.
So they explain everything and then we watch Infinity War Endgame and regroup.
Look, well, that's a whole new podcast.
I agree. That's not one episode. It's true.
Yeah.
I could take you through the first Avengers movie, which is only what, 5 or so movies less than that, probably.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I think we're good on that one.
Okay. A bonus idea. He says season 3, episode 7 of Superstore.
Superstore. Okay.
My kids binge that.
Yeah. I think that Superstore is neither here nor there. I think it's a show that people like. There's nothing to make fun of. It's just there's nothing to do with Superstore. Season 3, episode 7 doesn't really work for something that people really like. There's no nostalgia. It's
really
just
recent.
It's recent. And it's just what are we talking about here?
Yeah, I agree. Kyle says, one of my favorite moments from last week's episode, and he was talking about a couple weeks ago, airing of the grievances.
One of, yes.
Yeah, was when Robin Akiva tried to remember all their catchphrases from episode 68. Yeah. He says, with the 200th episode incoming, and I would argue, the word incoming is doing a lot of work because that's December basically of this year or November of this year.
Yeah. Does our 200th episode count? Our 200th episode probably gonna be episode number 192.
Well, no, it's episode. He means episode 200 or for now.
Yeah, our official episode 200.
There's a lot of random things in the feed at this point.
Yeah.
He says it would be really fun for Akiva and Rob to wax nostalgic and look back on every episode and recall the highlights and lowlights. Just read the episode titles and see what they can remember from the two episodes as they look back at their celebrated history. I'll see.
I think that's a little bit of a snoozer.
Yeah.
Yeah. But it does beg the question of should we try to do some planning for episode 200, or should we save
a little
bit
of time?
Should we save the big? Well, it'll be happening in 2022. Or should we celebrate at 250?
Yeah, what is a bigger number? Now, people don't get to that in birthdays or anniversaries, but you could argue 250 is a bigger number than 200. For whatever weird reason it is.
Jason, where should we stop down? 200 or 250?
I think 200 is good.
200.
So there's no guarantee you get to 250. That's like a lot more.
That's true.
Mm-hmm.
200, we have a chance.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Because I feel like 25th anniversary is bigger than 20th anniversary.
I would agree with that.
Yeah.
And 50th way bigger than 40th, but that doesn't really prove. And 75th, you can get there bigger than all. The granddaddy of them all.
75 or 70?
75, I think, is the biggest anniversary.
Mm-hmm.
Hard to get there.
Yeah, I mean, 75th anniversary, like I think 50 is like the last anniversary you could really celebrate. 75th is sort of like you might be there, you're not really celebrating.
I hear you.
Yeah.
Tom says the previously unhung episode was really good. I think you went back to the well with a different show.
Okay.
What show?
What am I watching? I think I'm watching, either Jason? Maths. Married at First Sight, and I'm seeing the previously on for Sister Wives.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That thing looks nuts.
Yeah.
Sister Wives.
Sister Wives. So yeah, I do. I tried to watch some Sister Wives because I'm in. So Married at First Sight is on Lifetime, right?
Yeah, I'm trying to think about it. It's either Married at First Sight or 90 Day Fiancé.
Okay, 90 Day Fiancé is on TLC that has Sister Wives.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah,
I wasn't sure because a lot of these networks have like basically like the same show, but it's just called a different thing. So Sister Wives basically is like, there's like one guy and then he has like two or three wives and sometimes they live in the same house.
Yeah, and the previous ones I see are always like, you know, the wives beefing or he's beefing with the wife and it's always high dramatic. Yeah. You know?
And sometimes I'll be say to my wife of like, hey, like, this looks interesting. Like, let's check this out. And she's like, I don't want to watch these stupid people. I was like, well, but like,
she doesn't want you to get any ideas.
Listen, you think I want another wife? You think I want multiple wives?
Imagine if like three women were ignoring you at the table on their phone.
Yeah.
That guy
checking trade rumors.
That guy, Cody, does not like he's having a fun time.
Right. Right. I don't want this. This is not my dream. But I think that do I want to watch these people? Like, certainly. So I don't know.
Certainly.
Could we watch like could we do like the previously on with a reality show, Akiva?
That's a good question. I think we could. I would need somebody to like also like some previously ons are like Big Brother style, like very long, and some are really short. So I think the quality of the previously on matters. So someone would have to like look at that and say like, oh yeah, you'd get it. Would we know who everyone was? Just by watching the previously ons, like I would need to know more about which show and the previous ons themselves.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I think we're open to new pitches for the previously on, just like we're open for more pitches for the next 3X thing.
Mm-hmm. That's what the guy on Sister Wife said. I'm open. Well, he didn't say
Hey-o.
Pitches.
But he said. Yeah.
All right.
Who's ready to bang them one out?
Okay. Two ideas from Derek S, not Derek U.
Yes.
Trashy shows are trash.
Give me an example.
What are the most iconic trashy moments of trashy TV? Maybe watch an episode or three of three different shows containing the trashiest moments in reality TV history, or this could be a bracket of the 16 trashiest TV moments from Mark. What's like a good trashy TV moment? Besides every minute of like,
well,
Married at First Sight and 90 Day Fiancé.
This week with
Married at First Sight is not as trashy as 90 Day
Fiancé. It depends on the couples in the season, but yeah, I think generally. But
classy.
You know, that this week with the passing of the great Meatloaf, Akiva. Mm-hmm.
I thought you were going to say Bob Saget. That's how you know it's been a rough week.
No, I mean, technically, I think Bob Saget was probably
Louis Anderson.
Yeah, Louis Anderson, yes, this week.
Rough week.
But that I was reminded of a great trashy reality TV moment featuring Meatloaf when Gary Busey touched his paints. Do you remember this moment?
I remember. I vaguely remember. I wasn't a big. Is Surreal Life we're talking?
This was actually a season of, I think this might have been the fourth season of Celebrity Apprentice.
Oh, okay, fine.
And Meatloaf had like a meltdown on Gary Busey.
No, this I didn't watch. I watched Thriller. I didn't watch.
I
had a premonition about the host. I wasn't into yeah. I did. I hated
the host was not present for any of these scenes. I watched the scene on YouTube. Richard Hatch was there. Mark McGrath was there. Little John was there. Meatloaf, Gary Busey, the whole gang.
Honestly, that's quite the cast.
Yeah.
Give him that.
Okay. But I don't know what would constitute the trashiest reality TV moments. And I don't know. I kind of feel like that maybe some of the trashiest reality TV moments in retrospect might not be as fun.
No, that's true. And also, like, they might be the best ones, too.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's a fun idea, but I don't know if that's for us. This also is not a reality TV show, you know, podcast. This is it's not our show.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
More of a and his other idea.
Yeah.
His other. Well, no, that is definitely not a reality TV show podcast. His other idea is Figure It Out. He says it was a Nickelodeon game show back in the day. A guest would come on with a hidden talent or secret, and a panel of Nick celebrities would ask yes or no questions to try and guess their secret. Lori Beth Denberg was one of these celebrities, among others. Yeah. He says it could be a game show you play in the podcast, bring in listeners with interesting accomplishments, secrets or hidden talents. Then you, Rob, and one or two guests, I guess the gang, would take turns asking questions and time rounds to figure out the secret. The guests you figure out in time, you win. If not, the guest wins. You should invite Lori, Beth Denberg, and Chappelle to be the two guests, obviously.
Oh, wow.
Money, you're welcome. Now, honestly, I think everything he said is right. I think we should do this. The question, if we get LBD, who's now like Chappelle's best friend, so I think it's possible, then I think we do it automatic. Mm-hmm. And do you agree? If we get LBD, this is beyond the no-brainer.
If we can get Lori Beth Denberg, yeah, sure, let's do it.
So remind me, Amanda, I'll talk to Chappelle this week. We'll see the best way to tackle getting Lori Beth Denberg. I think she is gettable, especially... She knows who Chappelle is now.
Mm-hmm.
I think, did she maybe follow you beforehand or something? Did we say?
I'm not sure.
Have some sort of Survivor connection?
She mentioned on the cameo. She said, is this the Rob Cesternino from Survivor? Well, even if it's not, then
that's wild. So I think, I definitely think we can get her. And in which case, I think this is like a stone cold lock.
Okay. All right. Any other ideas? Jason, did you have anything that you wanted to pitch for the wheel?
I got a couple things I could throw out there.
Yes.
I'm a big TV guy, right? We did spinoffs. Let's do crossovers next.
Crossovers.
Yeah.
Okay.
Now I was thinking maybe we revisit the CSI New York wheel of things. They did have a crossover episode of three of their franchises at one time.
Mm-hmm.
I think that could be something.
Once upon a time, this whole podcast was going to be about watching CSI New York.
The same episode every time. Imagine episode one. Honestly, it was one of our better ideas. Would it still be going, though, Rob, if we were watching the same episode every week? Like, just a new guest. Like, hey, it's Jason's turn to watch it. It's the third time he's watching with us. I don't know if it would be over.
Mm-hmm.
That's a good idea.
Yeah.
You could do the CSIs. You could do the must see TV Thursday blackout.
Mm-hmm. You can Meghan Markle. You think we could have gotten Meghan Markle? Because she's in that episode.
Mm.
Not doing anything.
I'm on Lori Beth Denberg's Twitter. I don't know if she has a podcast. I'm looking at a photo she shared of a new episode of Bad Advice with Lori Beth Denberg.
Mm-hmm. Here's one more pitch, by the way, from Jonathan. He says, this is good. Trust me. Great idea. Listen. Okay. So you do, Rob and Akiva need vital information. Listeners submit their life hacks, and you two and guest host Lori Beth Denberg can discuss. Make it a bracket if you want. Who cares? It's a great idea.
What do you like better? Idea for Lori Beth Denberg?
Yeah, what do you like better? Vital information or we're playing the game with her. Figure it out.
Yeah. Life advice. Lori Beth Denberg does have a podcast. Her podcast is called Bad Advice with Lori Beth Denberg. This might be good to check out her podcast. I'm looking at on her Twitter, an episode that she tweeted out. Episode 23 is touching on foreplay, ruining a ruined life, and why your vagina ... I guess we have to listen to the episode to find out, the rest of it. Note, she's talking about foreplay, not fruit play.
Okay, good to know. There's no captain crunching it.
Sounds captains were crunched.
Well, he sounds like a Litty Titty podcast.
But she's a fellow podcaster. Yeah. Okay.
I think we will make our best effort. We could even ask her which one she'd rather do in theory.
Mm-hmm.
Figure It Out or Vital Information.
Okay.
I think this is a very productive mailbag. One of our more productive ones in a while. Maybe the emailers are smart.
She has another episode, episode 49, The Perks of Having a Recognizable Vagina and Friends Don't Let Friends Write Torture Porn.
Oh, what is going on? I don't know. I don't know about her podcast, LBD.
Yeah.
I just censor her if you ask her to come on the podcast.
Jeez.
Yeah, we might have to put the adult content warning.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
It's weird. There's no wheel spin this week. We're just gonna say goodbye.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay.
As for Jason's idea, I like it. What about the Flintstones meet the Jetsons? Should that be
Crossovers? Flintstones meet the Jetsons. I mean, I think that's pretty fun. I feel like that there's probably let the listeners pitch some
other. Yeah, tell us what there is, and maybe there'll be something that's like a couple that are so good we'll be like, yeah, we have to do it.
Yes,
I do like that idea. Also, I'd be happy to do that with Jason. Let's see what else is out there. What's up, Jason?
I also had a Married at First Sight themed idea.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
So Married at First podcast. Okay.
Okay.
We pair you guys up, either together or separately, with someone you've never podcasted with before.
Mm-hmm.
We can either make a random idea or you guys come up with something to podcast with that person about. We can even do, a couple of different segments with some of the RHAP the podcasters, maybe a couple of podcasters that have never podcasted before, something like that.
So we tried this once before when we talked about season 3, episode 7 of the Flintstones, and Akiva and I both did different halves of the podcast with a different co-host. I feel like that it's one step away from what the show is. This is a vibe show. People want to spend 2 hours and 17 minutes with Rob and Akiva. And
you keep saying that
you guys, it could be you two with someone you've never podcasted with.
I thought that was a flop. That was a flop.
It was, I don't think it was one of the highlights. That being said, could the idea be that basically we don't know the episode until we get there. And maybe it's not even a Robin and Kevin podcast. Maybe we're hosting a podcast called blah, 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 and we have to fake it. And then, maybe the test is going to be, maybe we should put that podcast in the iTunes Apple podcast directory and see if anybody knows it.
Sort of like Sour Ones.
This is, an episode of we're going to find out on the spot. I wonder, could we,
but then we can't watch anything. It's not like a TV.
Well, we can't watch anything. Right. But basically it's we find out on the spot that this is the blank podcast and we're going to act. The thing that I haven't cracked yet is that there should be some sort of a test at the end of getting five random people to listen. And do they know it's not a real, we're not the real people doing this podcast.
Guys aren't experts on whatever you're talking
about. Yeah. This is a podcast called Case Closed. Mm. All right. We're back with another week of Case Closed. Akiva, what case are we opening up this week?
Well, it's this is, of course, a early edition podcast. CBS's newspaper the day before.
Yeah. Could we fake our way through a podcast that we are just finding out what it is at the at the start of the show?
Funny idea. I don't know if we've 100% lock the premise, but it's definitely,
I think we can build off this crossovers. Though what do we need to do? Do we want to put
tweet at us ideas of what were the good crossovers?
I don't want it to get lost in the shuffle.
And Jason, you could keep me honest, remind me in a week, but I just want to know the best ones, and then I'm happy to do it. I think it's a pretty it's a wheelhouse idea.
Okay. All right.
The wheel is going to come back for bracket season with 20 of these on. It's going to be fat.
So no wheel spin. We're going to be coming back with talking about season 3, episode 7 of Too Hot to Handle. Okay. Mm-hmm. It's going to be a simulcast with the Hot Dummies on Islands podcast. Kirsten McInnes is continuing on her coverage. Akiva will watch Too Hot to Handle for the first time.
Oh, yes.
Okay. Yes. Will you just jump right into season 3, episode 7?
Yeah, absolutely. I don't even know the premise.
Oh.
Is this the one where they can't do anything?
They can't bang one out at all.
Oh no.
No crushing.
No Captain Crunch in it.
Yeah. And if they do, they're losing plenty of money, Akiva.
Oh my goodness.
Yep. Okay. They lucky charm somebody. That's X amount of dollars.
Oh geez.
Okay. They have a Alexa that tells them Aunt, you're busted.
Oh, can you sort of sneak it, or you get busted?
No, you get busted. You get busted.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
It sees everything.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So that's going to be with Kirsten McKinnon coming up this week. Jason, do you ever watch Too Hot to Handle?
I've always started a season. I never finish it, though.
Yeah. Yeah. Basically, you've seen one, you've seen them all. You know, it's basically the same thing. But we're going to talk about season 3, episode 7 with Kirsten McInnes. And then we will also have a mailbag as well. Okay.
Yes. And yeah. And at some point, the either the human lie detector episode will be, you know, within the next 2 weeks, will either be in your ears or we will respin the wheel and that'll come back.
Yeah. Yeah, we just need to get on the same page with LaTanya, and then we'll let you know what's coming up there. All right. Akiva, yes. This was fun today.
Very fun. I had a great time. Jason, we always have a great time, the three of us.
Yeah.
What's going on with me? Was that your next question?
Well, I was going to go Jason first.
Oh, yeah, that makes sense. Jason, what's going on with you?
I've actually been pretty busy this week. Starting this week on this past Monday, I was on the sports wrap up with Grace and Sasha. Mm-hmm. Had a lot of fun there. And then the other day I was on
Jason was on the brand new weekly wrap up, which we first talked about on this podcast a couple of weeks ago.
Do you think we're going to make the best of this week? Is there something here for the best of?
We'll see. I think, I think maybe we might have made the cut this week, but yeah, Jason was talking about the story about how Bart Scott said that Josh Allen should be taking Viagra.
Wow.
Yeah. I had a great time there. Mm-hmm. Can't wait indeed.
Mm-hmm.
You can also catch me every week on the Married at First Sight wrap up with my co-host Asia Welch. We have a lot of fun there. So come check us out, rate us, review and subscribe and all that. I was also on the silent podcast of the Amazing Race recap this week with Sasha Joseph as well. I was also on a little show called Robin and Akiva Need a Podcast. So
yes.
A non-canonical episode, but still check
out. Non-canonical, but you can go back to the beginning and hear it again in case you missed anything.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, all right. And great job. And very fun that we were able to get back to How I Met Your Father. And I wonder just how far it'll go.
Yeah. I think if you had asked me, how are you going to get on Robin and Akiva Need a Podcast? 2 episodes. I don't think the show I could have told you was How I Met Your Mother. How I Met Your Dad and Father.
How I Met Your Dad and Father. And also a little bit of sad news because that the people that are watching How I Met Your Father will never know who the father is because this show will not get 7 seasons to ultimately tell this story. So it's good.
If they tell who it is at the end of the first season? They know
maybe at the end of the first season.
Yeah, I think that's what they should do.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Because that it's not like that they're going to get like to do like a proper finale. So this will actually be more frustrating than How I Met Your Mother.
Which people will be tweeting at Carter Hayes and Hayes forever saying like,
I can
father.
Right.
What was your plan? Dude, they don't even have a plan.
Yeah. Hillary, will you tell us?
Creators of How I Met Your Dad reveal who would have been the dad if they got another season.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, maybe one day Alan Sepinwall will sit down with them and they'll reveal who the father really would have been. One day. Okay. All right. Akiva, what's coming up for you this week?
We got 32 fans. We got football reactions. Chester came to my sister's wedding this week to say hi.
How was that?
It was very fun. We got to see Chester for a while. Got to meet Grandpa Howard and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And NGOG is back. You know, we replaced Chester with me.
Yeah.
Hopefully people are still happy.
Mm-hmm.
And we got producer Kelly coming on this week. And then this, that's Robin Akiva.
Yeah.
This is going strong. And, that's it. 3 podcasts right now.
You feel like we're still going strong.
I think so. I think this is the best the show's ever been.
Oh, okay.
I think so. In like the last few months.
But the top of our game.
I think so.
Yeah. Twitter Spaces mailbag, I thought went very well last week. We didn't really touch on it, here today, but I was very happy with.
As long as people heard it.
People heard it. You know, we figured out the tech issues from the.
I told Rob what to do. I told him what to do. I told him.
Akiva, like here.
Tech whiz Kiwi.
Here we got it to the lab, and he's like, "Here's how you're doing it wrong. Okay, you mm-hmm. need to be like recording it like this way. Like, oh, okay, that's
changed. Please, had to do it, dummy.
Yeah. I was like, okay, it all makes sense now. And so we figured it out, no problems, and we should bring it back again.
Yeah, I'm happy to do it frequently. There are a lot of people in there are happy to do it.
Okay. All right. So thank you all so much for hanging out with us once again for this certain amount of time. And we appreciate it. Looking forward to talking about season 3, episode 7 of Too Hot to Handle next time out. Take care, everybody. Have a good one. Bye.
I think we really need a podcast, but I'd need your help. Can we finally seal the deal?
I think we do. We need a podcast, but that's not enough. We have nothing if we don't at least have a small idea.
For this weekend, let's just pretend that we know what will be coming up next. Rob and Akiva need a podcast.
I got one more podcast to do.
I bet Mira's happy that I get to do two. I got one more podcast to do.
And I'm just happy that I get to do it with you.
Listen, Akiva, I'm sorry I peeved ya. But you know it's all in good fun. I never expected we'd all be objective. Now this new podcast has begun.
Dude, are you a moron? You think that I'd move on? Leaving was never my plan. You act like an asshat, but of course I'll come back. To fans.
Rob and Akiva need a podcast, and they need your help. Can you make it onto the wheel? Rob and Akiva need a podcast. Yeah, they'll buy or sell your ideas. They'll talk about it till you've gotten your fill. Every weekend, better attend. You can guess what will be coming up next. Rob and Akiva need a podcast.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Lucky Land Casino. Asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.